Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Listen to the Don and Mike Show for your chance to win a trip for two to Super Bowl XXXVIII, courtesy of AOL for broadband. With AOL top speed, making your web pages load up to 2 times faster. And it's only on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
There you go. A lot of the people will have had a lot of decisions to make about our Super Bowl contest. There they come. Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew the NFL hired Nazis?
Man, oh man, clamp down on us again.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith. A man of faith and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Paul Tagliabue? No! Although the mistake is often made.
Of course.
You see the boys brought in with them today?
What's that?
Number 70. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs.
Seems like Monday.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea with a show as big as Senator John Kerry's girlish bouffant hairdo.
Yeah.
It's Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Tuesday. 1-20-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Moses Burbank here.
Hi there, bud.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You can call from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. From Canada, up north, they say.
Oh, yes.
800-636-1067. Oh, and
hello!
D.C. 202-432-1067. Those are the phone numbers you can call at any time. Your calls are welcome, as long as they're entertaining, exotic, or perhaps start some kind of discussion.
Yes, of course.
Otherwise,
just facilitate wait. Conversation.
Just wait your turn
right.
Until the rotating random phone scan starts. So hope everybody had a wonderful three-day weekend. I don't know where to begin. I know Mike had a great weekend that I want to hear about. I had some stuff from my weekend that I'd like to tell you about. Mm-hmm. We have a problem with a contest. I know a lot of you love it when we battle against the man, and we're going to battle against the man.
Oh, yeah.
Our big, fat, obnoxious content partner, AOL. And
they're not as good as that guy last night on TV, though. And I love him.
Okay, I want to talk about him.
I'm in love with him, Don. I love him. I loved him on the promos. I loved him last night.
Here's the thing about that show.
John Belushi lives.
The girl, and I know that there is news about her that she's already been fired or
in trouble. That's
put on probation from the elementary school.
She claims to be an educator, and then she says refrigerator.
Well,
I mean, Jesus.
She is, and she did, and she might still be, but they're taking...
went into the refrigerator.
They're taking her out of the classroom for now.
Good.
Here's the thing with that girl that was on the Fat Fiancé show last night. And, you know, they're all dumb. All the people that get into these shows, they're all... just as dumb
as
a bag of hammers.
The guy that's the actor isn't dumb. The guy's a professional actor. That's what he does. He's probably been like in dinner theater.
But I don't
think... great job for an actor.
Who said hammer?
You did. Bag of hammers. Whirl.
Great. Find the thing to turn it off.
There's no switch.
Oh, no. Look at that. You're so happy, Rob, to turn that on because it said the word. Yep. Come on, plan ahead, put it in. Put it, there you go. Oh, hold on, it didn't take.
A click.
There you go.
There it is.
I thought the guy was an okay actor.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the girl is just absolutely so dumb that at some point during the first episode, what I don't get is why she just didn't say, this can never work. I don't believe the fact that this guy is this over-the-top, crazy, pulling off his clothes, singing about it, getting drunk. I understand, and I agree that the guy's good.
Yeah, but I didn't know, even going into the show last night, I wasn't zeroed in on the premise. I didn't know until they explained it. And I didn't know that the entire premise of the show, and this is when I started to love it even more, the entire premise of the show is just to work her. It really has very little to do with the parents. It has everything to do with her.
They're doing an excellent job of, because you might feel sorry for her in some way. They're doing an excellent job of editing comments she makes. Now,
yeah.
Now the guy
She's
is
a bit of an ass.
The guy is big and the guy is fat, but the guy is not big and fat to the point where you'd be walking down the street and you'd say,
right,
oh my God, it's the Kool-Aid Man.
And that's what makes it great, because the guy is really not, he's not like,
so,
like Michael Moore.
So having said that, that he's not as fat as Wesley Clark supporter Michael Moore.
Yes, a guy that shares a love of Wesley Clark that I have, and
even though
good
he's
to see him on the campaign trail.
Even though he's not that bad,
right.
his behavior is so over the top.
Did you laugh at breakfast when he came down for breakfast?
No, you see, that's where they lost me. Where
oh my God, it was holding, fantastic.
He's holding the big sausage. He's eating. He's burping.
He was just. But listen, he's not a big, super like ridiculously fat guy. But he's a fat guy, and he's a fat. And fat guys, as you know, because you're a fat guy, I'm a fat guy. We like to eat every now and then. And his eating, that wasn't acting. He was enjoying those pancakes. He really was.
Here's all they maintain. I watched it. I liked it. Uh-huh. I'll watch it again. Right. I've been suckered by these shows before.
Okay.
And
you're not ready to completely diss it.
No, I'm not. No, I watched it.
I didn't see the very end. Was there another guy? I saw all the way up until they left the spa. When they left the spa, there were about 10 minutes to go on the show. I didn't know if there was any other. Was there any other gag at the end of the show?
No, you know how these shows go. They show you, they tease.
Have you seen the parents? Though?
Everything that's going to happen. Yeah.
The father. It's just perfect. I mean, it's perfect. And what don't you like about the premise? You think that she would say, epic? She thinks that it's her job to train him. She thinks that he is.
Wouldn't she?
That's why it's a challenge for her.
I know a lot of this. My point. A lot of this is in the editing. That
yeah, always
that
is.
They make her look bad because, as you said, he's fat, but he's not like Jabba the Hutt fat. So they make her look bad when he's dancing in his underpants, but she won't look at him. And then the narration from her is, "I couldn't imagine being with him for one night.
Well,
I couldn't imagine."
I think she's taking it hook, line, and sinker. I think she believes that. Her job is to convince her parents that this is the guy that she wants to marry.
Right.
She knows there's no romantic interest in this guy. He's picked out of nowhere. She doesn't have any idea that he's an actor. And the one guy that's like duping everybody is the big fat guy.
How do you not love that? Here's the only thing. We have both gone hot and cold on these shows when they first come out.
I understand.
I say let's wait a couple of weeks.
I didn't think it was as good as I thought it would be. I didn't think it was as bad as you thought it would be. But I think that it's got potential, and I'm certainly going to give it a second week.
Here's the problem. These shows are always held up, at least in my mind, to the following standard. First has to be The First Survivor, which was a show that, you remember when that came on, we never seen anything like that. Okay,
right.
That's good. And the second would be the original Joe Millionaire.
Right.
Which was a good premise.
Did we all think that was going to be kind of eh?
Yeah, and it turned it out. It turned it out to be pretty good. So let's give this one a couple of weeks.
And as far as American Idol is concerned, they goddamn well should have picked the lady with the military uniform that sang Dancing in the Street.
Well, you didn't like the lady on the scooter?
The lady on the scooter was so, she made me my flesh crawl. Did you see what she was looking at, like that Reba McEntire kind of happy way? Hey,
you know what made my flesh crawl? Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, me
too. And I don't know what the thing is with Ryan Seacrest.
That show's just as hot. It is just as hot as it ever was.
He did the same thing last year. He had a T-shirt on
that
says something like, words get in the way or something that's supposed to be funny or philosophical. And he's got another shirt on underneath that has the exact same thing, but the words are backwards. So it's like he's making some kind of a weird, Ryan Seacrest fashion statement.
Yeah, that he thinks the kids are all going to catch on.
Sure.
And I like the fact that they're in New York with the first bunch of American Idols, and he's out on the street, and you can tell that he's amazed. He's not saying it, but there's a part of him that's amazed that the people of New York are not flocking to him.
Right.
Because he's Ryan Seacrest with his rooster hair. And
he's out there with the look at me girl, you know, with the scooter.
The girl with the scooter.
You know, it's a, but that show, that formula is, it makes total sense to me.
People
because
it
is highly entertaining. You do not look at that show and you're not entertained.
It works. So I'd say, yes, we're back into American Idol. The other one, let's wait and see.
Yeah, I'm going to give it another week. I think I'd like to see it get a little bit funnier. I'm just looking back to it. I liked it when he did the fake smashing of the boss. Just because he is underplaying it. He's not playing it over the top.
No, I disagree.
Oh, here's the thing. He's good.
In the first 12 hours that they're together.
It's like when he comes out the meter and he doesn't say anything. He's like, hey. And he's just bouncing up and down. And
you know what it looked like to me, though? It looked to me like a guy doing a bad Chris Farley impression.
Well, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Okay. Chris Farley was one of a kind.
Right, I know.
And, okay, maybe,
John Belushi was one of a kind.
Maybe Tom Arnold. But no, John Belushi didn't have that manic, I'm crazy, but I'm going to be crazy in a not funny way.
Right. That's what it comes down to. If you don't like the guy, like I like the guy, you know, like you like Adam Sandler and I don't like Adam Sandler. If you don't like the guy, you're not going to like the show because the show is the guy.
Ah.
It's a complete format for him.
Oh, and Adam Sandler. Listen, I like movies where Adam Sandler plays a tard.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't like are the ads that I saw all weekend for his new movie, which is coming out coincidentally on Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh boy!
With the incredibly unwashed Drew Barrymore. That's right. They're back again, where he's a crazy guy in love with her, and she's got amnesia, and she wakes up every day and doesn't remember who he is.
Yeah, I've seen that trailer for that, and it just looks like the set must smell like BM.
And it's gonna make just a ton of cake. You know, it's gonna do fantastic, Mike. We have before we get to the AOL thing, to the NFL thing, to all of the stuff from the weekend, listen, I may be dead soon, or there's absolutely nothing wrong with me. This is the way that these doctors have now convinced me.
Your team of medical experts have left you in a bit of a quandary.
Yeah, all of the people that have been fired from St. Elsewhere and from ER,
right.
They're all working on me. And I, here's the problem. And Mike said it very well earlier, right before the show today. Mike said,
and then
I think it was this morning. Mike said, "Well, this is why you don't go to the doctor."
Yeah, I mean it's not true. I do go to the doctor,
but you know what I mean.
It's why I don't like doctors. I've been around doctors with members of my family, and it's been frustrating.
Right. I will compress this for you.
Did you say comp? No, I'm sorry.
In a nutshell,
did you say complimentary?
Oh, I will.
Okay,
I'll take
another.
Atlantic City. I'll just compress this. I go in for my checkup last week. I'm in good health. My weight is at an all-time low, cholesterol low, everything great, except my potassium level.
We talked about that last week.
And normally you just think, well, that's because you eat a lot of bananas. Well, the problem is I only have one kidney.
Right.
And without getting into all of the medical mumbo-jumbo, if you've got a lot of potassium and only one kidney, there's a pretty good chance that something's wrong with your kidney.
Mm-hmm.
So they've noticed this. They've noticed this. They did the blood work, and they said, oh, this is alarming. We're going to have to do the blood work again. They did the blood work again. The same test came back, except this time the potassium number was even higher.
They said,
well, two tests from the lab now. I tell you what, we're going to send you to a different lab today, because I guess they're hoping for better results from another lab.
Mm-hmm.
So my arms now look like Keith Richards. I mean, really.
Yeah, you got stuck stick marks all over the place.
I mean, Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. When I went in today to have more blood drawn, they couldn't find...
Your color's very good with all the blood they've taken out of you.
They couldn't find the vein, so the guy ended up using my forearm here. And I'm just trying to get any of these doctors to just cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. I don't think I'm going to die, but there's something that's not right. So why don't they just... Tell me, it's almost like weathermen who are afraid to commit to a current forecast.
Very much like that.
Very much so.
Yeah.
That, you know, everything that I got from these guys, from these doctors today was, we don't think it's probably a lab error. And then I said, well, that's all right. I'll go get another blood test, even though you have these other ones. And then the doctor hands me the thing to go to the lab with, and he's written real big on the top in letters that I can read, not in doctor handwriting. He's written, STAT! Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bottom he's written, fax these results to me, STAT. So I look at him, I go, I hold it up, I go, STAT?
Yeah.
What's that?
Right.
Because I know what it is, but yeah. I'm like busting his balls. He goes, it means I get the results quicker.
He wants them.
Yeah. So why would he want the results quicker?
You know what? I don't know why they're not, unless there's some horrible news they don't want to share with you.
Correct.
But yet they're saying probably not. You know, we'll talk about it when we get it right. I mean,
that's what they're saying.
But it's scary.
And I'm sure that
you're scared. You're a little scared. Yeah, I can understand.
I'm sure it's nothing, even though last week I was saying here on the show, I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of it. Just tell me.
I just have one question about this whole.
Tell me if Mr. Death is leaving his calling card.
I just have one question about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Should I get ready to work a little harder?
You'll be the first.
All right. Okay.
You'll be the first to know.
Does your doctor have an affinity for practical jokes?
Well, yes.
This one, yes.
Well, then maybe you're okay. Get ready.
Does your doctor know Ashton Kutcher?
Who doesn't?
You know, are you being, what is it?
Punk-ta.
No, I'm not being punk-ta. So I'll let you know. And the good news is that these latest set of results will be coming in sometime during the show today.
How exciting is that?
So ain't that great?
Well, I mean, do you think, are they going to pull an ambulance up to the door or something like that?
Don't know. Be listening. I'll either be declared healthy as a horse, or I'll be taken out of here on a stiff train.
No, I don't think that's it.
Listen, Mike, let's face it. I want to use this to bring our ratings up.
I understand.
Listen today.
That's great.
Listen today.
Listen every day.
And God forbid.
I remember during my hospital visit, and I believe also during Buzz, is that our ratings were higher than ever.
You know, God forbid anything.
Illness on this show works well.
God forbid anything should happen to me, and I'm sure that nothing will.
Amen.
But just remember, if it does, I predicted it before my death.
Now, is there anything that this result could show that would have the doctor having you destroyed?
Put down.
Yeah, like a horse or a dog.
Put him to sleep. We all stand around the bed while Don gets the big needle.
Death by...
Hold his hand, Mike.
Death by potassium.
Oh, man. Wow.
Killed by bananas.
Well, can't potassium kill you?
Sure.
Anything in excess can. Sure.
So anyway,
I don't buy that.
Mike. I will let you know what's happening there. I don't think it's anything. I did have a conversation.
You remind me of all my friends and say you don't need another one. And what's with them?
One guy. You know, at least there was one guy today that was just being straight with me. The guy, they sent me over to this lab to have the blood work done. And the girls have been just poking at my arm so much to get the blood out that the lady nurse came over and she couldn't do anything. So they sent the expert in, and he said, "Give me your forearm. I'll get it out of there." And I said, "So what's the deal if this is very high in?" And now I'm talking to a guy who works in the lab,
right? A lab technician.
A guy is not a doctor,
not by a long shot.
But I'm asking him questions. He says, "Why are you back for this case third time?" I said, "Well, the potassium levels are high." "Oh," I said, "and I had Wilms tumor when I was a kid, you know, and I got one kidney." He said, "Ooh, wow. Well, I might see you before the end of the week."
Mm-hmm.
And, there you go. And I went, "Okay, thanks."
But none of the doctors are telling you that.
No, that was just the only real opinion I've gotten thus far is from the guy in the lab.
The lab thing.
Who said he'll see me later this week.
I think you're fine.
But I'm sure I'm fine.
If you need a kidney, you know, call us.
But just remember,
Hey, slow down.
Okay, call one of us.
Do you have any idea how much I drink? That'll kill him.
Yeah, that's true. But either way, remember, you heard it here first. If I croak, you heard it here first.
We will do a proper tribute.
But, Mike, I have reason to live beyond my great family and our wonderful show.
Mm-hmm.
It was decided this weekend that, God willing, potassium notwithstanding, this summer will be the summer that my family, my wife and I, finally fulfill a lifelong dream. Well, actually, it's not lifelong. How long have I known you? 12 years?
12 years, yeah.
A 12-year dream. We will be vacationing with the Spiewaks in Germany.
You're coming.
We have decided.
You guys.
Here comes another war.
Really. This is an international incident.
Yeah, it is.
Robbie and I have talked about this for a long time.
Right.
Seriously. You know, letting our wives get together and do what they do, but Rob and I on the loose in Germany.
Oh, making fun of Germans from one end of the country to the other.
With the tape recorder, anyway.
Because really, wouldn't it be safe to say, when you're talking humorless, You're talking Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, I always thought the French were kind of humorless. You know, they were those allies that didn't support us in the Iraq War. And you know, they've always had kind of an attitude. That's the perception of Americans. But the Germans, when you get right down to it, you know, the Germans, they don't strike me as the biggest laughing people
That's
in
true.
The world.
Very
here's
true.
Here's the thing. When you look at America's enemies...
And incidentally, and Don and I subscribe to the theory, once you're an enemy, you're always an enemy.
And I'm not going to add in the modern day. I'm talking your old school enemies.
Uh-huh. Now, would that be Russians? Would they be included in this?
Yes, of course, the evil empire, never forget.
I played a little blackjack next to some very unpleasant Russians over the weekend.
Mike was up in Atlantic City.
Thought they might be that, you know, that Russian mob.
Could be.
Right.
So you've got Russians, they're bad.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese, hello Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I'd have number one on my evilometer, the Germans.
Well, they brought that upon themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, you can't hold, I suppose, the generations that have come down from that. But, I mean, you know, the bottom line is, historically speaking, we're dealing with some bad policies.
In trouble. Yeah.
And they still get the
pup. To say the very least.
Yeah, to say the least.
They still get pup for it. So as long as...
Well, they do because they still got... Don't they still have people over there?
Yes.
That are showing that symbol?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For
yes.
Christ's sake.
Don't they, Rob?
We'll be looking. I know that.
Yes.
We'll find them. We'll smoke them out and we'll teach them what's right.
So anyway, that was one fantastic thing that happened over the weekend.
It's very exciting, Don Rickles.
Thank you, Bob Newhart.
I really hope you make it to that vacation and back.
Well, if nothing else, I'll be making the trip to scatter some ashes.
Oh, God, over Germany, over the Black Forest. Jesus.
I did think.
Now, where have you planned your itinerary yet?
All I know is
you go to Frankfurt,
Munich, Heidelberg.
You're going to Heidelberg,
because that's where I lived.
That's where you lived, right?
And I guess Frankfurt, right?
I would think so. Well, Frankfurt that'll be where we fly into. That's the big aeroplane.
Yeah, nothing much in Frankfurt. Get you to Munich.
Carrie will want us to go to Berlin. Carrie loves Berlin.
May I offer some advice to somebody who has visited that country before?
Yeah,
on vacation 2 wives ago. My advice would be the day that the castle tours come up, that idea comes up, you boys get you to a nice beer house and spend the day there. Because let me tell you something. You've seen one of those castles?
Yeah.
I've seen all of them.
Yeah. Really?
You know how many I went to in a day? I went to 8.
That's Jeez. Too many.
8 castles. And then got to the Hofbräuhaus at the end of the day. And that's when I was told we had to leave. We only stayed in the Hofbräuhaus, Rob. You'll 10 minutes.
See, but I think
they brought over the big ladies with the big arms with the big things of beer, and they put it down in front of me. I'm like, oh man, 20 castles. It wouldn't have mattered. I'm here, and then it's like the aunt of the XX that was there that kind of paid for our trip said,
I wish to go now. I don't want to stay because you look like you are having too much fun.
But I would think that the whole purpose of the trip is different on our part as it was on yours. You were going as a tourist, to see the sights,
yes,
to enjoy. We're going to exact some revenge.
Yeah, well, you know, God, more power to you.
We're going
to
make some rights, some wrongs right.
Yeah, I want to, you know, take tape recorders. I want every detail of the Never Forget Tour to be, and really that's what you ought to call it. Never Forget Tour.
I can't wait to see Don approaching people in Berlin and pointing to the history book and saying, see?
Right.
See what you've done?
See, look what you've done.
I think really if you casually walk up and, you know, there are a lot of...
what you made France do!
What are the Germans, you know, the Germans, I'll tell you, they do like their education. A lot of them speak a lot of very good English over there. You can roll up to them and say, so, how do you feel about the big loss? And of course, you'll be talking about the 1940s, but what the hell?
Well, come on. That's the Super Bowl of wars.
Absolutely. Still is.
So far.
That
still is.
That's it.
There's never been a war that's approached that.
Right.
Why, they put a world in front of it.
Right.
You got to get everybody pissed.
Now, you did have one before that,
mm-hmm.
but the one before that didn't have the star players that this one has.
No way. That's
true.
You
no
know,
way.
No. Didn't have the big villain.
That's,
big name.
That's much like the current Super Bowl. I mean, you've got Jake Delhomme. No offense to the Carolina Panthers, he's not marquee.
Right.
Now Tom Brady, he's marquee.
Yeah, and but that guy got it done, you know. And
Tom Brady, yeah.
Sorry for the Eagles.
Yeah, me too.
We're all just sick about it.
Me too. Me too.
Yoo-hoo!
And anybody out there who might have a connection to gambling or know someone who could put money on game, on a game, gosh, imagine how happy that person might be today or yesterday when they received the call or perhaps even a wad of cash saying your faith in the Carolina Panthers, or rather your faith in the fact that the Eagles would lose again, uh-huh, has paid off handsomely, my friend.
There was a lot of money riding on the Panthers this weekend.
There was.
A lot of smart money on the Panthers this weekend.
There was.
I mean, Paul Gorgi.
Oh, Paul Gorgi, our sales guy who lives in the tanning booth?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah, well, I bumped into him.
So did I. You mean, did. I didn't bump into Paul Gorgi, but I made
You put a little money down on that?
Made
Carolina?
On Carolina.
It's a good move.
Yeah. It was strictly...
That wasn't even a game.
You know what? For me, it wasn't even the Eagles versus the Panthers. It was us versus Tim Sabian.
Yeah.
You know, we looked at it that way.
I mean, we felt fondness, a certain fondness, for the people of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But,
that's great.
But really, the Eagles, the whole Eagles thing, that's like Tim Sabian. And it was delightful to watch Carolina
win
that football game.
I can do this right now on the air if you like. The doctor's office has just called.
Oh, my. That's wonderful.
Ah.
You sure you want to do this on the air if you're getting, like, horrible life-changing news?
I'm not going to be able to. The phones are screwed up.
Too much potassium in the phone.
Well, I guess.
Try dialing out on that one.
Try on this one?
Yeah. You have to pick up and then.
Forget. I'll do it off the air. I'll do it off the
air. Oh, that's a big tease.
Well, besides, what if they say, that's it? You know, leave. Come on in. Check in.
Right.
Check in. Pick out your box.
Mm-hmm.
God, and I hope Frieda brought.
Pick out your coffin.
I hope Frieda brought me that Packers coffin. My death is all over the show today.
Death, oh, Mr. Death, ready to leave his calling card.
I have to tell you, before we break, and I know you had a great weekend, and we will hear about your weekend in Atlantic City. I just have to ask you one thing. Speaking of illness, have you seen Roger Ebert recently?
No, I have not.
You ever watch the Ebert and Ropert show?
Yeah. I mean, I've seen him. He looks puffy. He doesn't look that good.
Here's the deal.
Is he...
Right before the game on Sunday, I'm flipping around.
Is he sick again?
He's been ill off and on, yeah.
Well...
I almost said the S word, because sometimes I think maybe it's our agent.
Mike, it's a good chance to call our agent today in Chicago, who also represents Ebert and Roper and the late Gene Siskel, to find out what Roger's deal is, because... As I said, and I don't watch those shows anymore with what's out at the movies, because they're never on when I'm watching. They're always on at some odd time. So this was 5 minutes before they were going to start the pregame on Sunday. So it was like 5 minutes until 2, because the game started at those weird times.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to Channel 9, the CBS station, and it's Ebert and Roper. And it's the last 5 minutes of the show when I suddenly notice they have a shot of Roger Ebert. And this will sound funny coming from a man who's going to find out if I'm dying or not when I pick up the phone to call my doctor. But Roger Ebert appears to have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's been on some kind of diet.
And he appears to have had some kind of a stroke.
Because, and I'm not kidding.
Well, hasn't he had that little bit of a stroke?
But Mike.
Is it worse now?
Sounds like the guy from Caddyshack.
In fact, I never do.
No, it's much worse than he used to be, and his lip is definitely looks like someone's pulling it down.
Hasn't he had a stroke?
This is the conversation Rob and I had, because I called Rob and said, "Hey, what happened to Roger Ebert?" And Rob says nothing. I said, "Turn on Channel 9.
The Buccaneer is now closed.
That one is now closed."
So we have a tape.
You know what it might be? It might be excess skin.
We have
it. No, it's not. It can't be that.
He's a sharp aim.
You're gonna have to listen to it and decide yourself.
In fact, I never do.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, Mike and your fantastic Atlantic City Mike Lucky. Incidentally, that's Mike's name today, Mr. Lucky.
Well, you know, sometimes the odds are in your favor. Apparently.
Lucky, and something with my dad, with my dog, and then this thing, this problem that is rearing its ugly head about our Super Bowl contest on.
No, you're not going to believe this, ladies and gentlemen.
But we're gonna, you know, we've got a new motto in 2004 that we're trying to make the show
Less inside.
but there's no way that we can keep this one inside.
This is something where they're just pissed about this.
Such dicks.
You don't go through a week around here where they're not stupid.
No. They're all dicks. We got a trip to the Super Bowl. We got a great idea for the contest.
Right. We
got to
do that contest anyway for something.
To have a
don't talent, you think?
To have a talent show. Well,
even if it's cash.
I don't know how much money we have. I don't know any of these things. All I know is that the idea, AOL and the NFL, which are partners of Infinity Broadcasting, they came to us and said, hey, would you guys like a trip to the Super Bowl? Yes. They said, fantastic. Just plug AOL, Top Speed, and AOL for broadband.
Right.
Which we have done like whores.
Right. Because we're good whores.
They knew the deal for the contest last week. We laid it out for them. It's a talent show.
Right.
It's a naked talent show with girls coming down.
Girls.
Well, they'll actually be able to perform, much like American Idol or karaoke.
A real talent contest.
You come down, and because it's a real talent contest, if you have a real singing ability or talent ability, it's a shot to get noticed. You get 3 minutes on the radio. We'll sing. We won't interrupt you. And what's great is the people would be naked. And what makes that so great is that we're seeing them naked. You're hearing them naked. You know they're naked.
Mm-hmm.
You know that that brings a certain element of fun into it, that they're doing, in essence, American Idol in the nude with the chance to win a trip to the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Now, how harmless is that?
Couldn't be more harmless.
The only people who see the naked ladies are us here in the studio.
Right. And we mentioned before that while all contests are subjective, it's really about the talent more than anything else.
Right. It doesn't matter what the girls look like.
If you happen to be good-looking, well, it wouldn't hurt you, but it wouldn't necessarily help you to overcome no talent.
Right.
But it is pretty funny, the thought that you'd have. And the women that have called already, we have a woman that wants to sing opera. We have a woman that's called that wants to play the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
We have a woman that wants to tap dance. They want to do all of these things.
Right.
They want to do them in the nude.
Right.
Which is funny.
Yes.
So, because it's funny, which is the only reason I can think that they could put the kibosh on, we get the call today. The NFL will not approve of this contest.
No nudity involved.
No nudity. Since when? Have you seen an NFL commercial? Have you seen the Coors commercials?
Mm-hmm.
How about on the sidelines during an NFL game when they've got, and mind, I'm not complaining, when they've got the camera right between the girl's boobs, the girl that's the cheerleader. It's like you're fitty tucking her already.
We sell sex on this show. We just do it a little more over the top.
But no, it's the Super Bowl.
So they can sell their sex, but we can't sell ours.
Well, there's a way around it. We're still going to give this trip away. We're not going to dupe you guys out of the trip. You guys still get the trip.
Oh, good.
Courtesy of AOL Top Speed. We're going to give that away.
Yeah, and they're fine, right? AOL Top Speed is fine.
Mm-mm. Still to be decided.
Or is it the big three letters?
It might
NFL.
Be the It might be the big six. It might be NFL and AOL.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll find out more.
It might be all of them. But as usual, around here, nobody's standing up for us.
Oh, no, no. But around here, really, it's tell them not to do it. Okay. What are the reasons? Okay.
We fold.
Fold.
But we're not going to jip you out of the trip. We'll give you the trip. We'll tell you more about this so much. And, God, now, imagine the drama. Will I be dead or alive when we come back?
That is the greatest tease we've ever had.
When we come back, will it be me or will it be Roger Ebert? Okay, stay there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show.
This week on Ebert and Roper.
No stinky poon. The Don and Mike Show.
And we're back. And it's me. And, well, sorry about that. A little drop off there. I'm not really sure how to start with this, but I'm here to tell you that, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm a bit emotional.
Because I'm alive.
He's alive. Ah, yes. Yes, he's alive. Of course, he's alive. He's a bull.
Once again, anybody out there who's that I know constantly fixing me, making the alterations in that superhero suit, world's biggest pussy, I'm ready for the final fitting.
You've been pretty uptight about this, and I think you're relieved.
Rightly so.
Yes, after five blood tests,
yes,
they finally got one.
Five bloody blood tests.
They finally got one that said everything's okay. Whew. So now there's a part of me that says, what about the four that said I,
no, not
I wasn't?
That dumb.
But I'm not going to think that, Mike, and everything is great, and I want to say...
I don't think they'd let you know that. They wouldn't put it to you that way if it wasn't good.
I want to say hello to Nurse Bonnie, who called me herself with the results.
Hey, how about that?
Hi, Nurse Bonnie.
You've spoken of Nurse Bonnie before.
I don't know if... See, but the thing is, I don't know if Nurse Bonnie has ever heard me speaking about her. I think generally, I think I've always been under kind of a cloak that I think when I speak about her, that she's busy doing something.
Yeah, she. Right. But you said she was listening today, right? So she might be listening right now.
She just called.
So is there anything you'd like to say to Nurse Bonnie? I mean, she was the one that gave you the good news that your potassium is fine.
Nurse Bonnie.
Hello.
I know you've seen me at my less than sexiest. What in the gown and what with the doctor putting his fingers in my bottom. But, Bonnie, you sure do turn me off.
Oh, wow. There it is. Yeah, it's quite a tribute.
Yeah.
Do you know this Bonnie he's talking about, Buzz?
I know exactly who he's talking about.
And you share his sentiments?
Yeah, I do, of course. Yes.
And what a pretty sweater that was. Don't let them tell you that that's not a pretty sweater.
Very good.
Or don't tell them it's not a pretty sweater. That was the conversation was something like, oh, that's a nice sweater. Somebody says, oh, this? I just threw this thing on. Listen, Bonnie.
This rag, oh, this old rag.
Here's all I want to say to Nurse Bonnie. I'm very happily married, devoted to my wife. But if my wife's potassium ever goes off the chart, I have your number.
Very good.
So thank you. Thank you, Bonnie.
Yeah. We're going to present you later in the show with a banana milkshake.
Okay, Roger Ebert. And this contest that has gone south, and it's just so much. Mike, why don't we have some good news? For what the hell? We just had good news. Yeah. I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm alive.
Could any news be any better?
No, and now I can tell you all the other good news that my cholesterol's down and my weight is down and my blood pressure's down.
You're hearing it. He's getting it as we're going. It's descending. The news is
now. I'm going to live at least until the Super Bowl.
No, you'll always have Germany.
Yeah, at least until Rob and I there take our vacation to Germany. Mike, you were in Atlantic City.
I took the 3-day weekend and went out to one of my favorite places. Of course, there are two of them. There's Vegas, of course, with my friend Jacqueline Vargas, and then there's Atlantic City. And drove down to Atlantic City for a weekend of gambling and fun. And to watch some of the games on Sunday in that highly charged casino atmosphere. And went down on Saturday, got down late Saturday, probably about 7, 8 o'clock on Saturday night. We started to gamble, and I was not doing well.
Now, you're there with your gal pal?
Yes, with Carla. And went down there and was, It was one of those deals where anything, any game I played, any machine I touched, and
I'm thinking about your privacy right now and your girlfriend's privacy?
Yes.
I think we should give her a fake name.
Okay.
How about Hillary Duff?
All right, Hillary.
Hillary Duff.
I appreciate that. How old would she be?
How old is Hillary Duff?
How old would she be?
18.
Thank you.
Too old. Okay.
Too old.
Anyway. Yes. Anyway, so you're there with Hillary.
Down there, and man, I can't touch anything. I gamble more than Don does when he goes on these little trips. I gamble a lot compared to them, but I'm not also somebody who gambles like people I know that go crazy, and I'm certainly not a whale. I don't go down there and I gamble a tremendous amount of money. But I do gamble enough to make me uptight and make me angry.
Sure.
Because that's the whole idea.
You do gamble... a lot.
I do gamble a lot. I gave you the numbers, and that's a lot.
Let me just say, Mike says he's...
I don't... Now, we discussed this, that I'm not going to give any numbers.
No, and you shouldn't, because people will hate you.
People...
And I told Mike the same. If I had won that much money...
Right.
There'd be one person I'd tell. Two people I'd tell. My wife, I'd tell Mike. That'd be about it.
You are, you know, and I'm saying it on the radio, but I'm not going to mention numbers because you're the only one that knows, and my mom. That's it. And Carla, because she was standing next to me when it happened.
Oh, no, we've just changed her name.
Hillary.
No, we've changed it again.
Right.
Mary Kate.
Okay, that's not going to happen. Anyway, so I'm down there, and Saturday night, it's just, you know, it takes a while to get down there with the traffic now, and it's not... You're excited to be down there, but you've driven all day, and it's, you know, it's kind of and I can't get anything going my way at all. I mean, I can't play any table games. I can't hit any slot machines. I can't do anything. And I'm really just getting frustrated and really realizing that the money that I brought to gamble is evaporating quicker than it ever has any time I've ever been into a casino.
Tell them why. Well, you can say this part. You've moved up from the slot machine.
Well, I play, but I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that, because that's the whole thing. I mean, if you think I should, I will.
I play
expensive slot machines.
They're called
high-dollar slot machines.
Right.
And it's a pretty stupid way to gamble.
It is.
I've been fortunate, okay? But I stopped doing that because, really, when you get on a bad streak in those things, your money just evaporates. And all of a sudden... I'm down to pretty much, you know, we're going to have a dinner and then head back, you know, the next day. And so, you know, go to bed kind of raggy that it didn't end. Get up early Sunday morning and I decide to, you know, go down by myself. And then Carla sleeps in and I go down and I'm just sitting there going, oh, I'm just so mad. I'm so mad and I'm debating. And at this point, really, seriously, you know what I'm doing in my mind? What? I'm saying to myself, dude, am I one of these guys that has a problem with it? Because I'm not. I'm really used to taking the
That's right.
And whether win or lose, win a little, lose a little, even lose a lot, you lose it by the time you're done. Mm-hmm. But never, like, losing the entire nest egg. Never losing the nest egg, you know, right away. And I'm down, and I don't have anything. I'm sitting there. And it's the middle of the weekend. It's Sunday morning. We're coming back on Monday. It's I'm smack dab on the front part of the 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go home.
No.
What I want to do is I want to give it another try. So I decided that I'd go to the well and take some money out on the credit card, which a lot of people do. I mean, really, I say this as...
And that's the smartest play. If you're going to Vegas or Atlantic City, get all your money off your credit card. Because those interest rates,
they don't
kill you.
I didn't do that. I took a certain amount of money out, the same amount that I had brought down, and I said, well, I'll give it a start. And I go to those ridiculous slot machines again because I have had... a little fuck there, and I like them because, well, this is where I'm similar to you, and I've grown this way. I don't like the table games so much because you have to interact with other people, and I don't mind interacting with other people in Las Vegas. I hate it in Atlantic City. I really do. Because 9 times out of 10, you're going to sit next to some one-eyed 80-year-old woman who is, you know, going, "May I use the restroom?"
Seconds away from being on the news for the next fatal bus crash. You know,
right.
There's always that news.
Right.
You know,
yeah, sure. They bus them in.
A bus of seniors on their way from Syracuse to Atlantic City,
and you get pleasant dealers down there, but by and large, It's not always that pleasant, so I'd rather just sit in a machine and relax and watch the pretty colors and hear the bells and the whistles and have fun. And you know that you've gambled with me before. You know that's what I'm really, it's kind of what I enjoy. I like the machines because I think your odds on the machine, they're going to, I believe, and the one thing I believe about any casino gambling is what was said in the movie Casino by Robert De Niro. In the end, they get it all.
The house always wins.
That is the truth. I know this, but... I wake up in the morning and I said, I'm gonna tap it out a little bit more.
But George Clooney said, in Ocean's 11,
yeah,
every once in a while, when that perfect hand comes along,
right,
and you can beat the house,
mm-hmm,
that's when you got to go all in. Every once in a while, when that perfect hand comes up.
All right, well, then you're going to enjoy this story. Ladies and gentlemen, let me share this little story with you. All right? So... it's the morning, and I decide, well, I'm gonna tap it one more time and just start from scratch.
Carla?
No, stop it. I'm gonna tap the credit card.
Oh.
Okay, you know exactly.
Oh,
you know exactly.
One more time.
You know exactly what I'm saying. So, I go to the credit card. This time in the morning, the only difference between the previous evening and in the morning, it's 10 times faster. That's how much I'm losing. And I've gone from being, like, a controlled gambler to being some perspiring, angry, unshaven, depressed, angry, bordering on, and the thoughts are beginning to enter my mind, this could be a problem. And I'm...
Don Geronimo and Patrick Bateman.
Yes!
Do
you like Huey Lewis? And I'm thinking to myself two things. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have to stop doing this for a while because it's not... First of all, I'm not having fun. Second of all, I'm feeling just a little out of control. And I said, I'm out. I'm tapped out again. And I say, all right. And I walk out of the little high-dollar slots. And I'm really just dragging. I'm like, you know, I haven't lost the kind of money where I'm, you know, not going to be able to support the family or make the rent. But I'm very depressed because I didn't expect to lose this much. And I've lost more than I thought I was going to bring.
You've lost some dough.
I lost some serious dough.
Wow.
And so, with those thoughts, you know, that's the smart person, the intelligent person would say to himself, well, you know, you've done the damage, you idiot. You know, maybe it's time you take a little break from going to these places because they're going to kill you. And with that, I said, well, maybe I'll just go to the ATM.
Mm-hmm.
So I took
one
a right turn instead of a left turn. I went
one
to the,
more time.
One more time. And I said, this time I'm going to go to the ATM. I'm going to go to the highest dollar slot machine that I play. And I'm just going to throw the money from the ATM in there, and I'm going to give it a whirl.
Had you pawned your car?
I go to the expensive. I go to the expensive. I didn't pawn my car. I go to the expensive one. I say, I'll tell you what. I went to a $25 slot machine, and I'm like, this will be over in 2 minutes. This will be over in 2 minutes. I'll be done.
You know what I mean?
I'll be done.
You
so I put $300. I put $300 in the $25 slot machine.
Oh!
Now you get two coins for each pull, which is $50. So it's 50. It's 1, 2, 3.
Careful, there's someone's going to do the math to figure out how much money you won.
Well, no, I mean I'm not going to tell them what happened. You know, because I mean, because
Hillary Duff is 16, Mike.
Thank you. Hey, Charlie. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Born in Houston.
So anyway, I go down and I put the $300 in. Hit the button. Nothing. Hit the button. I'm standing up, and I'm going
to
go.
Getting ready to leave?
Getting ready to leave. Hit the button, and I hit a jackpot. Wow.
Hey, now.
A very, very significant
jackpot. Gigantic.
Ginormous. A jackpot that people started to gather around. It was insane. I screamed. I jumped up and down. I went, and it was early in the morning for Atlantic City. It's like, you know, 11 o'clock, but, you know, it's a nighttime place. And I told Rob, it was so exciting, a lady actually walked over and touched me.
Wow. Wish you were good luck.
Congratulations. Yeah, but I have to report it, so, you know, that's it. You know, incidentally, if you ever hit a big jackpot in Atlantic City or Las Vegas, the little men with the guns, they come over and they make you sign a piece of paper so that Uncle Sam knows exactly what you want.
Sure.
They don't give a rat's ass about how much you lose.
No.
But they want to know exactly what you want. Needless to say, it was a very, very exciting moment for me. In all the years I've been going down there, I've been going down to Atlantic City because I love to play games. I really do. I love those games down there. Yeah. That's the thing I love more than anything else.
Mike won an ass load of money.
And yeah, I called Don. That I think that's... Did I call you Monday? Did we talk Monday? No, we talked Monday because we were talking about the Eagles game.
Mm-hmm.
And which was also, you know...
Great joy.
Because then I actually, after I hit the jack, played a little blackjack, won at blackjack that day. It was really... All told.
And then you had to get your drink on, and then once you got your drink on and you were the big money winner.
Went to the game and watched the game, watch all the people with the Eagles hats cry. And it was an interesting day. It really was. And I'll probably never repeat it because I'm not gonna gamble more.
You're lying.
No, I won't do that.
You're lying. I happen to know now. I don't know if it's gonna happen or not. HBO has offered the show a trip out to Las Vegas in March for I think a Sugar Shane Mosley fight. And
Mike's raised his hand.
Mike's already got his hand up in the air. We're gonna work on it.
Okay.
We're gonna work on it, Mike. Remember Atlantic City's just 3 hours away. If you really need that fixed.
I don't, because really...
And don't forget about internet gambling.
Never do internet gambling. That, to me, is where people get absolutely eviscerated. I mean, I don't do that. But it was great. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recommend doing what I do, because it's silly.
Congratulations.
But it's fun.
You are the big winner.
Oh, and the right before that, like the night before... No, actually, that same morning, I'd walk down and, like, in the ridiculous slot machines, the ones that I that are just insane, this couple had hit a jackpot in there, and an amazing jackpot.
Ooh.
Like ridiculous money. It was fun to watch.
So did you touch them?
No, she was there. She was wearing the same outfit she had worn when I went to bed at about midnight. And they were there at 11 o'clock in the morning. They had not been to bed. I mean, there are people that have, you know, a little problem with this.
Yeah. I hate to treat you like Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
But at what point can all of your close friends on the show expect some type of at least trickle-down gift or something based on this windfall?
I don't believe in waiting.
I don't believe in
waiting. I don't believe in waiting.
Well, you got him at a good time, I guess.
My God, look at
Don.
Oh my! Hey. You're way too generous. And you know Lincoln is my favorite president.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, I've got a 20 here, and I can't break this buzz, but I'll hit you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Another 20. Hold on a second. I got leftovers.
Hold on, Rob. If you give me your five,
I might have changed.
Mike, here, take the five back that you just gave Rob.
Buzz, come on over here.
Oh,
what do you got?
I got a five for Buzz too.
All right,
all set.
Never mind.
All right, and Joe,
you're too nice.
Charlie, I'm sorry, Charlie, come on in here.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, there you go.
Buzz got his $5 from Mike.
All right, Joe, and Charlie.
Keep in mind, you would throw up if you knew how much money Mike won.
Nice. Right.
And there's your dollar for Hillary Duff. There you go. Thank you very much.
You would die if you knew how much money. Do you know how much you won, Charlie?
I heard.
Well, wait. What?
Mal?
Oh, I didn't say what it is.
I told you that was between you and me.
You told Boy?
I know. I told him after I asked him. He said, did Don tell you?
Oh, of course I told everybody.
I told everybody. You told everybody.
Of course,
it was pretty exciting.
I thought I was dying. I had to tell everybody.
I know, and it was exciting.
Well, let's focus on the big picture here. Is even after he gave each of us $5, he still has 70% of what he has.
Oh, he got a dollar for
Charlie. Got a dollar for the Hillary Duff thing off the internet.
Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
Once again.
Yeah. I don't recommend gambling.
Mike Lucky!
It's fun!
Mr. Lucky.
Go ahead. You only go around once. What if it was me with my potassium elevated? You go down. You have a good time, and once in a while, something goes your way.
Yeah.
I've been going down there. Well, how old am I? I've been
the
going down
golden
there
boy.
Since I
the
was.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he
What's
likes
it. 21? Is that
with
when
the
you're
Golden Boy
legal?
Standing by on the sidelines?
Yeah.
21. I've been going down there since I was 21. I'm 44. Do the math.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going down there.
And don't
forget,
you were a male prostitute for many years there when you were a teenager.
Well, that's because I had to pay for my fix.
Can the Golden Boy shine again?
And I do. I have earned that title.
He's the Don and Mike.
But the Golden Boy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tell me they're just sitting, like, letting my audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay.
Marry me.
Hurry, y'all. Seriously. Yeah. This is retarded.
Marry me.
Need to have a southern accent.
They told me they were going
to
do a vamp.
Marry me.
Oh, oh no.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Hello.
Let me see. Oh, my dancers are joined. I grew.
Bacardi Limon.
I thought they were going to. I know. Well, I'm just not going to stand out. I thought they were going to vamp.
Retarded.
Okay, thanks.
Brittany.
You retarded.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I know. Feels like it, doesn't it?
This week on Evening Roper,
hold on to that.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire, the Don and Mike Show.
Feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday.
Carl and Roger Ebert there.
This week on Ebert and Roper, the movies that were dumber. We're going to count down the worst films of 2003.
And that even doesn't give you a taste.
You got to look at his lips
to see it.
Yeah. Into what? Do you have the part just with next week? Hold on. Yeah. We'll come back to this, to whatever's wrong with Roger Ebert.
Next week, we're going to look at some of the recent small movies that we recommend. And until then, the balcony is closed.
The balcony is closed. Sounds like Kirk Douglas.
The balcony is closed.
You see, that's the funny thing, because I gave thumbs up to Radio on Fighting Temptation.
Yes,
and I
did.
Got a nice email from somebody saying, how come you critics are so far down on cinnamon? And those two are sentimental films, and I kind of like their sweetness. Okay, remember, you can check out...
I kind of like their sweetness.
I think something's wrong with him.
All right, I'm going to write that down for tomorrow. We share an agent. Uh-huh. It's always a good chance to call our agent.
Yeah. Yes, that'll certainly be a call he'll welcome.
Yeah, he'll like that.
To see what's happening.
Love it.
Oh, shout out to my dog, little Rudy, who I know is listening.
Which one's that?
Rudy's the tiniest one. Mm-hmm.
I thought Max was the tiniest
one. Nope. Remember, Frida got like a... one of those Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, a Lhasa Apso.
But he's not really. He's a mix.
All right.
He's a terrier. He's tiny. Shout out to him. I know he's listening right now at home. This is the new trick now. And I think one of these days I'm actually going to set up a video camera in my house on the days when Frida's at work and I'm here. Because I'm curious, the dogs react better and don't poop on stuff and tear stuff up when the radio is left on.
Sure.
And I think part of the reason is it's the thing they're used to hearing human voices. But I have to think, like, right now, they recognize my voice.
Is the radio on right now?
Yeah. It's at some point... at some point, even in their small pea-sized dog brains, it has to register...
Hey, that's Daddy on the radio.
Sure. Yeah. All right. So, let me say right now, clink. Sit. Max, stop. Come here, Rudy. Where's Daddy's good boy? Where's Daddy's boy? Where's Daddy's boy? Where's my big boy? Come here, big boy. Think right now they're running around the house like nuts.
It's chaos.
Oh, yeah. You think so? Oh, this will do it for them. This is just like a Domino's commercial on TV. I guarantee now they're barking like crazy. So the dogs, here's the deal. You know, my wife is working and doing these things now, and I got some time where it's just me and the dogs, and I guess it was one of the many times over the weekend when they incorrectly predicted the weather, when they said that we were going to get rain, and we ended up getting an ice storm.
Right.
And there was really a glazing of ice all over the roads, the lawn furniture, everything.
Yeah.
And I let the dogs out for a little while, and then two of them, we have three of them.
Who did?
I did. I let the dog
out. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I always love that one.
Who let the dogs out? I
can't help it.
Right.
Hey, Mike?
Yes.
Any dogs in the house?
That dog won't hunt.
What time is it?
What time is it?
It's game time. Any dogs in the house?
Who let the dogs out?
Woof, 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 woof. So the two of them come back. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
The two of them come back, and the one of them's still out there. Now it's dark.
Yeah.
It's icing.
Yeah.
And I go out on the back porch, and I'm going, Rudy! Where's my Rudy? And I hear... So I know he's somewhere out
there. Right.
So
sitting there running in place.
I finally figure out where the sound is coming from. The sound is coming from, as you walk out our back porch, we have a deck. You guys have been out there by where the barbecue is.
Right, right.
And as it turns out, there's just enough room for a tiny dog to climb underneath the deck that leads into the entire bottom of the foundation of the house.
Right.
And I go now. It's absolutely pitch dark and it's sleeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm out there and I got the big raincoat on and I've got the gigantic the 1,000 power candle watt beam
and a gun.
And I'm looking down and I go, "Hey, where's my Rudy? Come here, Rudy boy." And he is less than 4 inches away from me, sitting. But because he's part terrier, he's got this thing that the terriers love people. But the thing is, you when you get close to them, they back up. And they'll come back and say, you know, please see me, give me some attention. And then you lean down to pick them up, and they back up again.
They pull away.
So it's a game that you play. Well, I'm standing outside.
I've known many women like that.
I'm standing outside in an ice storm.
All of them.
And I'm on my knees, and I'm all muddy, and I've got this light, and I'm looking at this dog who's about 2 feet away from me, and I'm going, come on, Rudy, please come out here, please come out. And he's like,
did you have treats?
Didn't think that far ahead.
Okay.
I didn't know. So what I did was, I said, screw it. I got real mad. I said, "If," and I'm talking to the dog like he's a person.
Right.
I said, if I have to climb under this deck, man, you're gonna get it. You're going to get it. Meanwhile, to him, it sounds like...
He's hearing,
Daddy loves you. Do you want a cookie?
Right.
So He's not doing anything, but he's wagging his tail and he's looking at me and he's got this little... He squeaks a lot. So I think...
Just think of his life. It's an event.
Yeah. Screw it. I got to climb underneath the deck and get it. Because I'm not going to have the dog die on my watch.
Right, you know? Right.
Right? When my wife's at work, I'm not going to have my wife come home and say...
You don't need that.
Remember we had three dogs before and now we only have two because one of them is dead or missing. Mm. So I climb underneath the deck. And as I mentioned, it's about... how tall is that, Mike?
About a foot.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be a little bigger than that.
About 2 feet.
Because it's big enough for me to get my big giant melon in.
No, you get under a foot and a half, 2 feet.
And I get squeeze
under there.
Mm-hmm. I get up to my shoulder blades. Now I'm laying on my belly, and I'm underneath the deck, mm-hmm. and it's dark, and I've got this big light, and I'm underneath there going, Rudy, Rudy, where are you, Rudy? And I swear to Christ, I hear from behind me. He's figured out a way to get out.
That you don't know.
So he's now behind me. And
trying to get you out from under the deck.
And
he's playing a game.
Now this is what's funny. It was not funny on Saturday, and I was mighty pissed.
Sure.
That I was stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I was stuck underneath the part where...
So you got in, but you couldn't get out.
Right, where the deck goes in.
Oh, dear.
Down to the foundation of the house.
Did you have to dig?
I'm stunk. I'm stumped. I stunk. And yes, Mike, you are correct. Much like in the movie The Great Escape. I really figured...
You have to do some digging.
The only way to get... I'm either going to have to wait outside until my wife gets home. And we're having an ice storm.
Right.
And I don't want to be found like this.
No.
Laying underneath the deck, half of me in and half of me out, while the dog's going crazy. And meanwhile, because the little dog is out and he's going nuts, the dogs that I've left inside, they can see all of this. And I've got the big German Shepherd, who I'm pretty sure is going to break down the goddamn door. Because he's jumping on the sliding glass doors. I can hear his paws going, boom,
boom,
boom.
Right.
And he's doing this.
And meanwhile, you're starting to lose consciousness.
And I'm getting so mad.
Sure.
And the little one's behind me. So then I thought.
Laughing. You think he's laughing?
Yeah,
isn't he?
I think so. Yeah.
I knew I'd get him under there.
So what I did was I dug with my hands. Oh. I dug. Oh. And I dug and I dug. And I realized you have to really dig a big hole around yourself to be able to get underneath. And then, but because I'm...
Where were you getting hung up? On your shoulder blades?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I dug a hole to make myself deeper so I could get out.
Right.
And then just for good measure, once I had dug, and I mean, look at these hands.
Yeah.
These are the hands of an artiste.
Absolutely. A piano player, a painter.
These are not the hands of a worker.
No.
These are
somebody not... that could do some skilled needlework.
These hands have never known a hard day's work in their lives.
Those hands don't look good with tools in them.
You know, they're screaming for it right now. They're screaming for some kind of moisturizer.
Look, yes, or a good manicure.
They're screaming for it.
A good quality manicure.
So they're dirty. They're awful. I'm digging. I finally figured I've gotten out. In real time, I've spent about 10 minutes trapped under my deck. I dig up just enough to get out.
Did you at any time see any other animals under there, like snakes or anything?
No, I couldn't see. I just had the one light that I had left outside. And as I dig out, I go, ha, 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 man triumphs once again. Yes, and this is exactly what happened. As I lifted myself up a little bit out of this little hole that I had built, I was backing myself out of the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And forgot that when I originally climbed underneath the deck, I had to really squeeze my body to get down there, and I was stuck. Now I had built a hole to get out. What I didn't realize was, because I was just backing right out,
mm-hmm.
let's say that this the back part of the microphone is the wall.
Okay.
Here's what happened. I'm in front of it. I go, I'm free! I'm free! Oh!
That.
With my head.
Only it would be a better sound effect if you used the side of your headphones.
Yeah, or, well, hold on. Well, I'm going to get feedback, Mike.
No, the outside of them, the metal part.
Yeah,
the
like...
tabs. No, the back side of the microphone on that part. There you go. Yeah.
Except you got to...
10 times harder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blood?
And then, no blood, but... and I've still got a knot on my head. And I mean,
screaming.
Where's the little dog at this point?
The little dog is just running around being good. Now, my neighbors really must think that, you know, I already know what they think. I already know. Mm-hmm. But I know that
they,
even...
Maybe you've got some issues.
That now I know that they know, because when I finally eradicated myself from the situation, there were two things I wanted to do. I wanted to yell at the little dog, but what I wanted to do first, and most of all, was just have a friggin' fit.
Right.
That I was... cold, it was icy, I was muddy, I just got a big knot on my head, so I stood in the backyard, and it was coming down, it was sleeting, and I swear to you, I swear to Christ, I'm screaming to you, I went nuts, I said, why, what is this, the dog goes under there, I climb under there, it's not enough, I dig myself out, no, it's not enough, I climb under there, I dig myself out. Now I gotta hit my effing head!
Because the pain. Because you're reacting to the pain.
Yeah,
it hurt.
Because I'm nuts. Because I'm nuts. What the F is going on here? And I turn around and there's the little dog. Now, this is...
trembling.
This is... yeah, and this is where the mixed messages come in. Because the dog is the one that started all of this.
Right.
If the dog would have just come when I had called him, none of these problems would have happened.
Right.
But now because I'm out and I'm mad... the dog is, I see the dog physically shaking. Because he's a little tiny dog, and I love him so much, and I treat him with nothing but love, that he never hears this from me.
Right.
So I turn around, and he's there, and he's just, he's absolutely like a statue, just sitting there and shaking. And I know he thinks that I've been yelling at him, and I am so mad at this dog that I am ready to put him on the barbecue. And I turn around, I look at him, and then I go, where's Daddy's boy? Come here, where's Daddy's boy?
Of course.
Where's Daddy's boy? And once he sees that he's got me, once he sees the tail wagon, I go, come here, give Daddy some love. Come here, give Daddy some love. You know what the son of a bitch does? He goes right back underneath the deck. I ask you not.
The jokester.
Right back underneath the deck. And at that point...
you put him down.
No, that's... if I had the firearm,
Mike...
That'd be quite a mess.
Yeah. At that point, I'm looking. I'm standing out there now.
High caliber.
I'm muddy. I'm cold. Mm-hmm. I've been crawling around on the ground, and I've got this big idiotic flashlight, camp light thing. And I'm just looking under my deck, and he's looking at me in the most playful way.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing this game called Bow Down to Me.
Mm-hmm.
When he wants some attention, he puts his front paws down, and he puts his little ass up in the air, and it's, we say, you know, come here, bow down to me. So he's doing the bow down to me thing.
Right.
And I see his tail going a million miles an hour.
Loves this.
And he's just happy. And I said, you know what? No, I'm just talking to a dog, and I shouldn't even repeat these things.
Two words solve this whole thing. You wouldn't have to go through it.
Yeah?
Raid Fogger.
I said, listen, I hope the house falls on you, okay? I mean, I'm saying these awful things to the dog. I said, I hope the house falls on you. You have no idea what I went through for you. You have no idea what I go through every
day. How small is the dog?
Damn day for you. Tiny.
Do you have a leaf blower? That would work.
I'm thinking of creative ways that I would have maybe tried.
So I'm just standing there the whole time going, I can't believe you, Rudy. I can't believe you. I do everything for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do everything for you. You piss me off.
You sound like Annie in Misery.
Yeah, look how dirty I am.
Look what you made me do.
I looked down there and just give me the look.
Yeah.
And he's got the tail going back and forth. And finally said, you know what? Screw it. Have a good time tonight underneath the deck. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you know, did you ever think about maybe using a rake? Like a hoe? Like maybe just to reach around the back of
his... Now, which is it? A rake or a whore?
Reach around back of his butt and just pull him out a little bit? Like maybe try to...
I don't know if
direct
still
for that.
I don't...
Or maybe just a little momentary... A little pop right on the noggin, loss of consciousness, go and drag him out.
I think you wanted to play him. One thing I've heard about dogs, I think this maybe especially works with terriers, you call the dog's name and you run in the opposite direction of wherever the dog is or wherever the dog's going. He thinks then the fun is wherever you're headed, and so he follows you. That's how you catch him.
All I know is that I stood there.
Aren't we the Monday morning quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
should have called us.
I gave him the good long lecture.
I would have gone with a rape.
If we have an ice storm, just call Buzz. Let him take care of it.
Yeah, right.
Call and run.
So I finally decided, screw it. You know what, Rudy? You're on your own. When mommy comes home, I'm going to tell you, you ran away, but I did my best. That's it. F you. I got two other dogs. I go inside. I get cleaned up. And I mean, within 1 second of me standing at the kitchen sink washing this junk off my hands, I hear this on the outside sliding glass door. And he's standing there like a little pauper.
He wants to play.
He's on his back legs, and he wants to come inside.
Sure, dogs can't play hard to get. I really wish dogs were a lot more like people.
So he's doing this. Joe, don't put through these calls. Don extracted himself instead of eradicated himself. See, this is why you people are only allowed to call during phone.
Amen. Yeah.
This is why you're only allowed to call during
phone. And I don't have a gambling problem.
Hey, Kevin, this is not a call that helps anybody. Dude, did you understand my story?
Yes, but...
Okay, then F off. Call during a phone scan. I'm not going to waste my time with you.
Right.
You freaking loser.
God, bite me.
Oh, you eat me, please. You go do something halfway interesting and write me a letter about it. Maybe I'll read it on our show.
Absolutely.
Go to hell.
Bow down.
Go to hell. Go to hell. My doctor just told me I'm living forever. Go to hell. You bastard.
The only man that I would know. I hope that news didn't put you in a bad mood.
What news?
That you're going to live.
Forever.
Because there was part of you, and I didn't mean to say this at the time because it was sensitive.
Yeah.
It was part of your looking at death.
Yeah.
I saw joy in your face.
Oh, I'm ready for it. I am. I'm just not ready for it right now.
Right.
So I'm fine. Anyway, that was it with the dog. And that's, in essence, why you guys are only allowed to call during a phone scan.
And the only thing I would tell you, the last tip would be a garden hose set on the high setting. I mean, none of this is going to hurt the animal. Power washer.
But even now. Mike, the hose is inside.
Power washer.
The hose is inside because it freezes.
Internal injuries.
Oh, God.
Power washer equals internal injuries.
About a cube of a steak on a fish hook.
Where were you?
Right. Okay. Just don't let the dog swallow it.
Okay.
All the pliers in the world won't help you get that.
That's all right. Go ahead. They laughed at Roger Ebert, too.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
The balcony is closed.
We have to break here. You know, despite my momentary burst of anger there, which only came out because I'm feeling so goddamn good, we will take your phone calls later in today's show on the rotating random phone scan.
Wasn't there just a small part of you that was looking forward to an extended hospital stay? just so you could take it easy for a while.
No. I'm here. I'd rather be here than in the hospital.
They bring that little dog in for you. Where we could create a whole deck.
Now, here's the question.
Yes.
Who's older? Your girlfriend or my dog? Because don't forget dog years now.
Oh.
Dog years are how many years?
About six.
About six?
Seven.
Yeah.
Seven? How old's your dog?
Two and a half? So that's
your dog 14. 14, yes.
14 and a half.
Yeah, my girlfriend's much older.
Oh, I should rename my dog Hillary.
Yes. Much older and couldn't be lovelier.
Thank you. I know you. And Mike, can I say something?
Yes, yes.
I think we're all looking forward to meeting her.
Yeah. that is so funny.
We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
But he could only dream about touching kids.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, before we get into our newsmaker here.
Yes.
We got a guy on the telephone. It's something to do with the Super Bowl. We'll be in Houston next week doing the show live. And we have a trip to the Super Bowl to give away. Courtesy of AOL Top Speed and AOL for Broadband. AOL Top Speed makes your web pages load faster. Dial up to 5 times faster and up to 2 times faster on broadband.
Very good.
Now, did I seem to be selling that when I was reading that?
Yeah, I thought you were giving it your heart and soul.
No,
you do every day.
Memorized it. Not reading it, memorized it.
Right.
Here's where we stand. We are giving away the trip. But here is the news we've received, I guess, from the NFL. Oh, and my favorite broadband, it's a tie. The Supremes and the Go-Go's.
Oh, I'm a Bengals guy all the way.
who can choose?
And now, would you call the B-52s a broadband?
No, because they have the guy in it.
Yep, yes, see me.
Yeah, that guy.
So the deal is that AOL or the NFL, whoever, they're all partners with Infinity Broadcasting, our company.
Yes, they are.
They say, we'd like to give you a trip to the Super Bowl. Well, that's great. We've read the dumb commercial. We've played the thing that Dude Walker's in. Right. And, you know, we've run through this, the contest, the Naked Talent contest. Mm-hmm. We get this from a guy named, now how are you going to trust this guy? How'd this guy get into this country anyway? First name, AZU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what I say right away?
Profile him.
Profile him. Has he got a box cutter on him? Has he got some kind of explosive device in his shoe?
Sure.
Anyway, he's the contact. His first name is John. Last name, Azu.
Still. Oh, well, but it's a little different.
Still, if he was in the military, he'd still be Azu.
Well, the first name, you got to backpedal from that a little one.
There's no H in Jonathan.
It's a cover. He doesn't like to say die.
Well, Mike, listen to this content of this letter.
Okay. That's funny, but wouldn't it have been more fun if his first name was Azu?
Well, he signs Azu.
Uh-huh.
The email that he sent was
signed. And better yet, what if his name was Guzu?
That'd be great. That'd be great. Tammy, I spoke with Cameron, uh-huh, that's the program director, and Charlie, he's our super producer.
Right.
As I was telling you, the NFL is very sensitive to the use of the Super Bowl mark and is not approving nudity in any Super Bowl promotions. Cameron told me that Don and Mike are going to do the promotion, but will be taking the nudity out. Can you send me some tape on what the promotion will consist of now? Thank you. Listen, here's the deal. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to jip you guys out of the Super Bowl contest. But this is just goddamn ridiculous that you can't have naked girls, not even doing anything sexual, in this contest, when you look
radio.
At the...
Well, we're not sure.
On the radio.
Yeah, I mean, we would hope that somebody might do some exotic dancing, you know, some interpretive creative dancing.
It's radio. One, it's radio. They could be wearing...
I hate these guys telling us what we can't do.
They could be wearing clothes. They couldn't be wearing clothes. That is irrelevant. The NFL sells sex. Mm-hmm. We all sell sex.
Right.
Hey, AOL... You sell sex, even though, you know, you'll say that you don't direct people to the dirty sites. I see even the news headlines on AOL that pop up, you know, how are Jennifer Aniston's boobs bigger in the movie
Right.
Almighty?
Exactly.
Click here to find out AOL members. So kiss my ass on all of this. We're going to do one of two things. We are going to give this contest away. And I leave this now up to AOL and to the NFL. It's either going to be the great contest that we had planned on and people have already called for,
okay,
the all-female Naked Talent Show,
right,
or on Thursday, it's going to be the most boring contest ever. Because part of the deal is we have to send a tape to AOL and maybe to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And unless they come around on this, and the reason I'm saying this on the radio now is it's easier just to say this and send this tape up to New York, mm-hmm, than actually have to waste the time to have the conversation.
Yeah, our event is, means no harm. This is all
when you
good
dudes,
fun. It's comedy radio.
Yeah. When you dudes came to us with this contest, you didn't say, oh, you can have a trip to the Super Bowl as long as there's no nudity.
They didn't say
that.
You know, Charlie, and I know Charlie asked, whenever anything's offered to Charlie, it's like, do they know the content of the show? That's the bottom line.
Yep. Now, I've watched all the promotions at radio stations around the country that have teams that are going to the playoffs, and the Super Bowl did. You had the woman in Indianapolis who got pelted, I think, with 150 pies in the face, mm-hmm, and guys that were walking like a foot away from her and throwing them as hard as they possibly could.
Yeah.
You also had a guy in Boston who rolled around in cow manure for something like an entire DJ show, 4 hours, something like that, trying to find, mm-hmm, a key that would open a chest that had a pair of tickets. It's obvious the NFL has no problem with people humiliating themselves to win a Super Bowl contest.
Right.
As long as there's no nudity involved.
Right.
So, our contest on Thursday will either be, come down here and flat out humiliate yourself. And we don't even want to be a part of it. Just whatever you're going to do,
right,
to humiliate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the NFL obviously has no problem with this. They put it on the NFL Network. That they go, hey, look at this crazy lady in Indianapolis.
Right.
And there's this poor broad, she's wearing a Patriots shirt. And she's just getting hit with pies.
Right.
to the point where it's not, I mean, it's funny.
Yeah.
But at one point you're going, it's a little overkill here. That this
Any blood?
This broad is not,
can tell.
None of they can show.
Pie. Yeah, the broad look like strawberry cream.
Right. And it's okay to have people diving into horse dung to get tickets.
Sure.
But it's not okay to do this. So either we're going to leave it to you guys to humiliate yourselves, or it will be a very boring contest. Let me explain. On Thursday, if that's the route we have to go to give this contest, this trip away, this is how we'll do it. Mike would be the caller on the phone as we searched for the perfect contestant for the NFL. Hey, Don and Mike Show, what's happening?
Hey, Don.
You like football?
No.
You like the Super Bowl?
Not really.
You heard about AOL, how fast it is?
Nope.
Do you care about that?
Not really.
Who's your favorite team?
I don't have one, really.
Do you know AOL top speed makes your web pages load faster?
What?
You know what broadband is?
Nope. I like your show, though.
Do you want to go to the Super Bowl?
Well, I guess.
Nah, forget it. You lose. I want somebody even worse than that. And Mike just did it absolutely perfect.
Let me try harder. Let's try it one more time.
Okay, we'll just cut to the very end then.
All right.
Do you want to go to the Super Bowl?
No.
It's free.
All right. All right.
Nah, forget it.
See, still too much energy.
That's right.
Too enthusiastic.
What are you looking for?
All right,
just give me one more chance.
Let's do it the other way.
Okay.
I'll show you what we're looking for. Go ahead.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Who's this?
Dick.
Dick, would you like to go to the Super Bowl?
No effing way.
You're the big winner.
Shove it.
Thanks, Dick. Please stay on the line. We'll get your information.
I don't want to go.
Hold on a second. Now you're making it too interesting.
Is there a webpage I can
fight?
Is there a webpage I can go to?
No.
Something like MSN?
Yeah.
I love Microsoft.
I.
Dude, that rocks.
Man. Dick, let me ask you, you called. What were you calling about? Was there a contest that you wanted to hear that you didn't hear today?
Oh, I wanted to be in your naked contest.
But you're not a woman.
Oh, I had my wife do.
Oh, really? Your wife was going to come down here and sing for us naked?
She's hot. She's a whore.
Really?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I'm sorry, Dick, but the NFL wanted us to do it this way.
Well, they suck. Super Bowl sucks. I don't want the contest anyway.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, your show sucks, too.
I.
Hey, what time does Bill O'Reilly come on?
He's on before us, Dick.
That's a good show. There's a way.
Thank you. Little theater there.
Yeah, I love that.
Live theater.
There is a way we can do this, and we can involve you guys. But now the answer it lies in the hands of John, J-O-N. Always be wary of a John that doesn't have the age.
Very dangerous.
John, as in Peters.
Mm-hmm.
John Azu. Who apparently works for Infinity and should be in a zoo somewhere. Hey, Dick, what do you want? We'll either do it our way or we'll do it the other way.
Right.
Okay?
Pick one.
NFL likes sex. Don't tell me the NFL doesn't like sex. And what I think is nobody from the NFL knows about this.
Right.
Nobody from AOL even cares. This is the Infinity guy who's the liaison.
All their bluff.
And once again, at Infinity Broadcasting, the company that is constantly being fined by the FCC, and Infinity's response is, we respectfully decline to pay the fines.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that this company's coming after.
Why is it always us?
Internally. It's us.
Pumas, Dan, and Kravis's.
And we've not been fined by the FCC.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to just say that completely. I felt that I sounded a little like Tommy Smothers there.
But we've not. We want to do a funny contest.
We want to do contests.
Entertaining.
Why are they always coming down on us and everything?
Stay tuned, folks. We'll let you know. We're going to give away the trip.
Of course.
On Thursday. Either it'll be great or it won't be great, but either way, it'll make history.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have on the Don and Mike Newsmakers Hotline, as long as we're talking about Super Bowl XXX
and sex,
VIII, there are supermodels who are participating at a tackle football game.
I like it.
It's a pay-per-view deal called the Lingerie Bowl.
Right.
And it's being run by, well, frankly, I'd have to run this guy through the same deal, through the same metal detector. First name, Omar. You know, because I'm always thinking about Homeland Security. He's on a bus.
Because you're a super patriot. He's on a bus traveling with cheerleaders?
He is. On his way to Houston. He's waiting for our call. This is something at the halftime show. Angie Everhart, Nikki Ziering will both be in his lingerie bowl.
These are, the real deal supermodels.
Hello, this is Kelly.
Yeah, hi, Kelly. It's Don and Mike. Is Omar there?
Yes, he is. Would you like to speak with him?
Absolutely, yeah, Kelly.
Okay, here, one moment.
So what it is, it's an alternative.
Kelly sounded like a cheerleader.
The NFL show.
Pay-per-view at halftime.
The NFL show.
Hello, it's Omar.
Oh, Omar. Hey, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Omar, where are you at right now in your giant Madden-mobile?
I believe we're at Mississippi. We're at a truck stop, actually.
Now,
do you have, anything on the outside of the bus advertising your big event?
Oh, yeah, guys. We have the full wrap. I mean, we have Angie and Nikki really big. Right now, I've got about 8 truckers just walking around the bus.
Sure.
Our basic slogan on the bus is, Boyd with Halftime, Order Lingerie Bowl. Live pay-per-view event, and then we have the girls in the background. Yeah, this thing gets a lot of attention.
Now dig this. The Lingerie Bowl, the way it's been explained, it will have these famous, beautiful models playing tackle football while wearing the F-me suits and cleats. So they're really going to play a real game of football in their underwear.
Yes, they're going to have minimal protective attire, but there will be protective. They're going to have protective helmets, custom made. They're not NFL helmets, of course. They're not going to be using iron.
Right.
It's going to have like a mini shield, so their faces will definitely not be covered, but definitely protected.
Now, that'd be a panty shield or a shield for their face.
No. The only other pad that they would have is a shoulder pad, which only would come down to a little bit shy of the lower of the clavicle, so it's not covering the.
Killing me.
Yeah.
That is too.
So where in Houston? We're going to be there next week for this Super Bowl. Where in Houston exactly? Will you be having this pay-per-view at?
Actually, we're actually going to have it in L.A., Los Angeles Coliseum.
You're going to have it in the Coliseum? Wow. So you're going to be playing on turf?
Yeah, right. Yeah, grass. It's not our first artificial. It's the actual, it's the real deal grass.
Now, obviously, how much time do you have in the halftime of the Super Bowl? How much time total will this game be?
From what we have, anywhere between 27 to 32 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
One person that we do have, which obviously has the knowledge, is Sandy Grossman. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Yeah, right. No, he's a very famous director, producer of. Didn't he used to work for CBS or Fox?
Fox, yeah. Right. He's an 8-time Emmy Award winning Super Bowl director. So, he's on board. So that, adds a lot of legitimacy to the event.
It's going
to
look good on his resume.
on all of ours. Basically, this event is due to be sexy and competitive. I mean, these girls are practicing. You guys know who's involved. There's Lawrence Taylor, Eric Dickerson. I'd like to do, guys, these girls here, I've got a tough job. I'm on a bus tour with 10 hot cheerleaders, 5 for each team, Team Dream, Team Euphoria. But why don't I let these girls talk to you guys? I know you guys probably sound my voice.
Omar, here's the deal. We're going to break because we came to you late. Let me call you back.
Okay, call me back, guys.
Right after a commercial set.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Get your girls ready.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Call you soon, Omar.
I like the, my favorite part. The shoulder pads will come down just below the clavicle. he can't come out and say, so you can see the breath.
Right, but that's what I think he wants to say. And Rob, this guy is a listener of our show.
He said he grew up listening to you guys.
Grew up listening to the show. Excellent. All right, so that's... Now, the NFL has nothing to say about that.
That's right.
They have nothing to say.
Well, they don't have any control over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course they don't.
They hate that.
They don't. Boy, this sucks on ice. This Jonathan Azoo. Is it Azoo or is Zuzu?
Zuzu!
Either way, we'll get this figured out. We'll talk to some of the chicks.
Well, now, these are the cheerleaders. These aren't the girls who are going to be playing. They're going to be cheerleading on the side for the supermodels.
So they've got to be hot, though. Yeah. They've got to be hot.
I know they are. I'm thinking I got to watch this.
They've got to be so hot. Yeah, I know. And And why not in Houston? Why in Los? Well, this is why I guess we should talk to the guy.
Because it's at the L.A. Coliseum.
Right.
With Sandy Grossman directing.
And don't forget LT and Eric Dickerson.
Yes, sir. Well,
I know.
Are you thinking the same word I'm thinking?
Yeah, right.
Sad.
Right.
Sexy and competitive.
Be right back. We'll talk to this guy. And hold on. When we come back, God damn it, my list of notes is I am missing it always.
Where is it?
The Pope. Remember, I told you on Friday, the Pope said that Mel Gibson movie is okay?
Yeah, the Passion.
Thumbs up.
The Pope is pissed.
Oh, he's pissed at the movie?
Pope don't like that movie.
Oh.
Pope don't like that movie.
So the Pope was misquoted.
I have a Pope news, something about Friends. It's a great one. This is too good. You know Stephen Hawking?
Yeah.
You know, the guy.
Right.
Maybe
we play a game?
Yeah, he's in a wheelchair, and he's one of these dudes that talks with the...
He's got ALS, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Lou Gehrig disease.
Right.
Anyway, cops are looking for his wife because he's been assaulted mysteriously many times.
Oh, no.
And they think that,
they think she was beating him up?
They call it torture, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Is what they call it. They say that Hawking has had heat stroke and burns.
He's gotten so he can type OW exclamation point really fast. But
but the cops...
Oh, man.
The cops are looking for his wife. That's one of the things that...
the widow Hawking.
That caught my eye.
Oh, wow. So she got together with him just because she's a sadist. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. What would bring someone to do that to a loved one, to a spouse? I, for one, cannot imagine.
Maybe his dog hid under the deck.
I cannot imagine. Or perhaps... Never mind. You win that one. Never mind. Because you've been Hillary Duffed out today.
Yeah, okay. See, he just couldn't let me go without one. There you
no,
go.
But I didn't.
See how he did that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Sneaky. I'm still glad you're going to live.
Me too. We'll be right back with Omar.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Michael.
Uh-huh.
It's a new year and time to get a new wireless company. Switch to Singular. Take advantage of the amazing deals Singular's offering right now.
You'll be delighted with Singular's rollover minutes.
Only Singular has rollover. Only Singular lets you keep your number and your unused air anytime minutes.
Sign up for Family Talk and Singular will give you 500 bonus rollover minutes to share. Add a line for $9.99 per line per month on select plans starting at just $39.99 a month.
Thank God I'm well. So I can tell all of America, nationwide long distance is included. How about that?
Singular has the newest phones for the new year, like the Motorola V400. It's only $149.99 after a $50 million rebate. Got the built-in camera, picture, caller ID, voice dialing, cool ringtones, and it plays all the MP3s that I love.
You know who I call with my rollover minutes?
Who?
Sam Huff.
Huh? Right.
It's constant exercise. Hello, Sam? Click. Hello, Sam?
Yep.
Click.
And he rolls over every time.
1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com or go to any wireless store.
Certain restrictions apply. See any city wireless store. Come by. Skip that place.
WJFK. The Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some sluts, too. Yeah. Do they have a lot of sluts in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many sluts we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of sluts in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don't give me your
problems! The leading cause of obesity in America.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, Alan, line one. I'd like to call Mr. Can Do.
Yeah!
Is
had a little conference with me in the men's room. And boy, is he absolutely unfazed by the fact that this Super Bowl vacation trip thing is going down the crapper.
Really?
He's nonplussed, but he will look into it, he said.
Is he unfazed or nonplussed? They're two decidedly different things.
Agreement. You know me, Mike. I'm a mystery.
So we don't know if he's really upset about it or if he just doesn't care.
What if it's a combination?
No.
He's upset about the fact that we're upset, but he really doesn't care.
Ah.
Well, really, the most important thing, did you remember to tip him when he gave you your towel?
Did I?
He's a hands-on GM.
I said, listen, watch out, Alan. Watch out. Here's my tip. Watch out for Stephen Hawking's wife. Because
sounds like a very evil woman.
This is funny, the more I read this. He's the guy in the wheelchair. He's been on Star Trek. He's been on The Simpsons.
Been on Letterman.
Right.
And I guess he's famous for other stuff. He's, you know, obviously, I'm saying it kiddingly.
What's his book? He's got the big famous book about the...
It's called I Can't Move My Legs.
No, I don't believe it's called that. I think it's called The Universe or something.
The book
like
is
that.
Called My D Doesn't Work.
No, I don't think that's it either. I'm not sure.
But
history of time.
I am Mr.
Burns. A brief history of time.
I am Mr. Burns.
It's called Keep Her Away From Me.
Keep her, yeah, obviously. Yeah. That'll be the new book.
All
be.
Right, so the cops call it torture. A nurse says there were heat strokes and burns. Even though he's got ALS, now he...
We mean heat stroke like he'd been left out in the sun or something
yeah.
like that?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. He has ALS, but now because of what they think his wife has done to him, I guess before he could move some of his fingers, now he can only move... some of his fingers part of the time.
Wow.
And he also has pneumonia. So watch out.
I think the suspicion is his wife has something called Munchausen syndrome by proxy, which is a thing that makes you hurt other people to attract attention to yourself.
Is that anything like Baron Munchausen?
Yeah.
Which is one of the great Robin Williams movies.
Right. Monty Python movie, wasn't it?
No, I think, wasn't there, I know I read the Robin Williams thing in his filmography the other day.
Was Robin Williams in The Adventures of Baron Munchausen?
A lot of people were, but it's mostly a Terry Gilliam film.
Yeah, so you're
both right.
He's a Pythonie.
So here's what the Pope says. If Mel Gibson's doing this movie, the Crucifixion of Christ, the Passion of Christ,
not
the Crucifixion, and the story last week was that the Pope said, I think the quote, oh, here it is.
It is... As it was.
Remember?
Which was, I thought, a pretty powerful quote.
Yeah.
All right, well, now the Pope says, no. Yes, he did write, it was as it was.
It is as it was?
It is as it was, but he didn't mean it. And the Pope says, listen, I take it back.
Has he said anything else, or is he just rescinding his rave?
I think mainly the Pope, pretty much all he pretty much says is, you know, change me.
Yeah, I mean, the way he looks on TV, you're probably right.
Everything is coming from the Catholic News Service.
And they are probably don't want to stir anything up right now because of the climate of this film. Apparently there are many, many Jewish groups that are very upset about this movie.
Yeah, right. Well, it maligns Jews. Hi, Rob. How you doing?
Good.
The movie The Passion.
I understand that Dr. Stephen Hawking, he said he'd give it a thumbs up if he could.
Yeah, he can't move his thumb. However, the Pope has beatified a monk, and the reason that he has bestowed this treasure on the...
Beatified? Beatified sounds like
something you heard him.
Like Stephen Hawking's wife was doing to him.
Or what I did to my penis this weekend.
Beatified. You know, don't you say that actually every time you're going to do that? You kind of look at you're naked and you look in the mirror and you point down and go, you're going to get beatified.
Like Chris Rock. Scream all you want.
It's beatified time.
Anyway, in the 17th century, there was a guy named
Willie.
Marco Daviano. Mm-hmm.
Marco Daviano.
And he led Christians into battle and. The Turks that they were fighting left behind coffee beans, and this guy
spilled the beans.
This guy figured out how to make cappuccino. I'm not making this up. This comes from the Vatican. And
what, are they going to put pictures of him up in all the Starbucks?
the original cappuccino that was made in the 17th century was too bitter, so this guy added honey, milk, and cream.
Wow.
And now the Pope has said, I don't like the Mel Gibson movie, but this dude, I'm going to give this dude some kind
of... He's a saint.
There you go.
Is that a saint? I mean, is beatified?
To beatify simply means to proclaim to be blessed. So the Pope has declared this guy blessed.
Ah, okay. Well, you know, if you made him a saint just for making coffee.
It also means to make somebody very happy, which is what Don did with his thing this weekend. Beatified it.
Beatified.
Very happy.
Well, I would say if they were going to make him a saint, then I would have said that you know, the family of the late Joe DiMaggio ought to be contacted.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because, I mean, if we're talking about sainthood and equals coffee, how do you not...
Mr. Coffee.
How do you not put Mr. Coffee in there?
Mike, let me just say something to you.
Yes.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, how you doing?
Friends.
Okay. Friends. Yeah. You know what? You're obsessed with... I am now seeing
how
a pattern.
Doing?
We have a friend story at least every other day on the show.
The reason is look
the
at
reason
the
is you
look
are passionate about friends.
No, the show's coming to an end. They're doing the last episodes, and I told you I'm the last guy in the world with the how you doing.
I mean, I can't really comment with authority because I am responsible for Zippy show prep on this show.
But
I will tell you that you didn't pull this one off from the back of the rack?
No, only because
of your love for Joey?
No, bring it up. How you doing? And let me say already, going on record, next year...
You're going on record.
And you love saying that.
I do.
Next year, Joey...
Right. Mm-hmm. The show Joey?
Quote, Joey, unquote,
right.
Smash it. Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
All right. Now, normally I don't do this to you. I don't look this far ahead. It normally involves baseball and things like this, but I got something. I'd like to make a wager with you.
All right.
You think it's going to be a smash?
Top 10.
Think it's going to be a top 10 hit?
Sure do.
All right, then I think, would you be willing to watch every episode?
You bet.
And give us a summary every day?
Count on it.
The day after?
Can I TiVo it?
Yes, of course.
Got it. Anyway, here's the thing about...
Can I TiVo?
Here's the thing about...
We'll get into the third week and you'll be like 6 weeks behind on your episodes.
How you doing?
How you doing?
That's right. Friends, how much do you think a commercial will cost on the final episode of Friends? 30 seconds.
Well, I know the Super Bowl is up over $2 million now,
mm-hmm.
and I would say probably it wouldn't be as expensive as that.
Pretty good.
And I would say probably be about $1.5 million.
$2 million.
Right, $2 million. So it is almost as much as the Super Bowl.
For 30 seconds. And also, there is something here.
Money well spent.
Also from NBC. This guy that's the president of NBC, this guy Jeff Zucker, and everybody cuts him slack because he beat cancer.
Yeah.
So because he beat cancer, no one wants to critique this guy.
Yeah, but sometimes he sucks.
anyway, Kelsey Grammer, who's just a tool that likes taking a shirt off on TV.
Oh, and sitcom star Gone Wild.
Here is his quote now. We're talking about the president of NBC.
Uh-huh. Jeff Zucker,
who says, quote, and I'll read it to you exactly as he said it.
Read it just the way Jeffrey would have written it.
I'm proud of Fear Factor. I'm proud of our entire lineup. I'm sad we're losing Kelsey Grammer as Frasier. Kelsey has been the single most important person to NBC for the last 20 years.
Well, why doesn't he just run up to Tom Brokaw's office and take a big dump on his desk?
Mike, I'm making a list here. Besides Tom Brokaw, you have Bill Cosby was on in the last 20 years.
Right.
You have a little show called Seinfeld that was on in the last 20 years.
Well, that one's okay.
You have a little show called Cheers. You have a little show called ER. And if you want to go way back, you got a guy named Johnny.
Yes.
Who was on 20 years ago.
Right. Yes,
yet,
Johnny.
For some reason, this guy, Jeff Zucker, I say check him for brain cancer.
Why is
now
he zucking up to Kelsey Grammer?
He's been the single most important person in NBC's history for the last 20 years.
When he walks out of his bathroom on the set with his robe open and shows us his beautiful hairy chest.
I got three more for you, and then we got to call this guy back with the thing, with the girls at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Miller. Now he's going to CNBC, and this upsets me because I'm a Dennis Miller fan. I think he's a funny guy. I know you do too.
I feel a sense of betrayal. I really do.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not that. That's the story. What's great is that somebody finally called him on this. Dennis Miller
has hair plugs.
And great ones, because I never would have guessed this. Especially because his hair was such a big deal to him.
If you get the new Inquirer, Dennis Miller is in there, and he gave them the story. Quote, I've had them. It's great. So Dennis Miller has hair plugs.
I had no idea. I really thought Dennis Miller had one of the great heads of hair in Hollywood. Yeah.
Let me see. What's her name? Who's the anorexic Ally McBeal?
Calista Flockhart?
Yeah, how soon we forget. She's with Harrison Ford, yeah. Which is funny. Hey, you can laugh at that one, Mike.
Yes, I can. Ha ha!
His wife, Harrison Ford's ex-wife, who he dumped to be with Calista Flockhart, okay, this will make you feel better about your last settlement.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Ford received $90 million for being married to Harrison Ford for 18 years. And there are a lot of people who think she walked away and left money on the table.
She did.
When she got 90.
What does he get a movie?
Well, now
he was one of the, isn't he one of the $20 million men?
Yeah, 20 on a percentage.
I know he's doing that Indiana Jones thing again, so he's going to be making tons of dough. This story just for Rob Spiewak, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just for Rob Spiewak, because this makes no sense to anybody in this modern day. Winston Churchill, how long has this dude been dead?
Long time.
Since the 60s.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, he was...
This is Britain's
right.
Finest hour.
He was the boss of England.
A truly great man. Yeah.
During, as we have decided earlier today, when we're talking about Never Forget with the Germans,
mm-hmm.
the big one.
WW2.
The right. Super Bowl of Wars.
Winston Churchill.
You might be interested to know that two things. First, well, three, actually. Winston Churchill had a parrot and still has a parrot. The parrot.
Wait. What do you mean he still has a parrot?
The parrot is 104 years old.
It lives. The parrot's alive?
The parrot's name is Charlie. It's a girl. It's a girl.
Hello!
And, hold on.
Polly, want to lie me?
Her favorite sayings are F Hitler.
Wow.
And F the Nazis. Even today, and now I've got it written down here, 39 years after Winston Churchill died, all you have to do is say, Charlie, what do you want to say? And the parrot says, F U C Hitler and F U C the Notleys.
Now, that is it in a public place where you can see the bird? Because I'd pay good money to see that bird say that.
Nope.
Winston Churchill's parrot. How long do parrots live?
Mike, you can find out in Jack Magazine, which is a magazine devoted to.
To A&O?
No, it's not, no. There's no off after Jack.
The magazine of self-pleasure. Welcome
anyway,
to Jack.
It's got something to do with animals. Anyway, they have a profile, and there's a picture of the bird right
and
there.
And so that's where you would find out about how long parrots live.
Correct.
I didn't know they lived long.
And finally, I only got time for this. How far down have they fallen? Mariah Carey. That one-faced bitch.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her over the weekend.
So she came out a while ago and announced that she would only be doing smaller venues.
Right.
That she was tired of doing the mega stadium shows.
Right.
You know, translated, 60,000 people don't want to see her anymore.
Right.
So she's going to start playing smaller clubs. Well, guess what? She's changed her mind. She played for an audience of 10,000 this past weekend.
Where?
In Las Vegas, at the Hilton, she shared the stage with Mary Lou Henner of Taxi.
Oh,
God. As she entertained at the annual Chiropractors Convention.
Oh.
Wow. So,
oh, yeah.
Like a month ago.
Got to pay the light bill.
When she's going squirrely, right? Everybody says, you're going squirrely. She said, no, I'm getting back to my roots. I'm going to make my music. I'm going to do the small venues. My fans, my money fans will love me. Because mm-hmm. I'm
now it's more like she's going wherever the gig is.
Great singer. Yes, 10,000 chiropractors enjoyed her singing her greatest hits and then enjoyed the comedy stylings and songs of Mary Lou Henner.
You know, since she made the change to this, I hear it was a very difficult adjustment.
hey, I get jokes.
Thank you.
So that,
like, I'm here all week.
That's it. And, Rob, I don't have the one here. Ugly hate mail sent to Margaret Cho.
Oh, you don't need that.
I don't have that, but no. Will you just give me a copy of the letter?
What, did you,
just
did
for
you save it?
No, didn't you write it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I got it.
All right, that's all I got. And
you need a lot of backbone to do those small venues.
And now, very quickly, before we get to your phone calls, which we've not gotten to at all today, let's call Omar back.
Omar Mortaza, who is traveling with the cheerleaders for the lingerie battle.
The lingerie bowl that they're going to have halftime of the Super Bowl. The guy is putting this on pay-per-view with Angie Everhart. And is she married to, what's his name, to Jason Sehorn? Is that the one? I think so. And Nikki Ziering.
Hello, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
This is Don and Mike. How you doing? Hey.
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Are you one of these supermodels playing football on Super Bowl Sunday?
I am one of the models cheerleading, yes. Oh, we have nine cheerleaders on our team.
Nine cheerleaders.
Yeah. Angie Harmon that's married to
Right. Not Angie Everhart. Great. Yes. Thank you, Mike. And not to be confused with TV's Angie, Donna Pascal.
Right.
TV's Angie. So you're just a cheerleader. How's...
Yeah, not just a cheerleader, but yes, I'm a cheerleader.
Well, is it frustrating,
but
Kelly?
It's a dream.
Do you want to strap on the pads yourself and get out on the gridiron and play?
I can do it, I swear.
What's the biggest cheer that you've practiced already? Is there a cheer? You know, is it like first and ten?
Yeah, we have
do
a few
it
cheers,
again?
Yeah.
You know, don't get in a rut, kick him in the nut.
You wouldn't say that with the women, though, because they're not going to have any guys, just women.
Oh, that's right.
What's Omar wearing right now?
23.
What's Omar wearing right now? He's wearing our LingerieBowl.com outfit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Nikki's just a little promotion machine, aren't
Nikki
you?
Ziering.
Yeah, that's it.
Nikki Ziering, such a hang. Come on, girls. Kick her in the vag.
Yeah, well, you know, we have Angie Everhart and Nikki Ziering. They're both quarterbacking our teams, and Eric Dickerson's going to be coaching Team Dream.
Okay. Now, I've got a serious question. Kelly?
Chase and swallow. Or, I'm sorry. It's chase and follow. We all swallow.
God.
I'm not going to get any of
it's
your
good,
cheers.
Good cheer. Hey, let me ask you a question. A serious question here, Kelly.
Okay. Hey, Mike.
Serious question. Angie Everhart, Nikki Ziering, big name models. They're the quarterbacks. Are they the quarterbacks just because of their names, their big names? Or is this based at all on any athletic ability?
They definitely have athletic ability. They've been practicing. They're ready for this. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Could you describe the outfits you're going to wear for the cheerleaders during the game?
Sure. Actually, here, I'll have Lindsay describe
yes,
it for
yes,
you.
Put Lindsay on the phone.
Put Lindsay on. Sure.
Let us meet.
Hello?
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, how are you guys?
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Please to describe
the outfit.
Yes, please to describe the outfit.
Rob just wrote a great cheer.
Are you talking about the outfits for the cheerleaders?
Yeah, no, for the cheerleaders.
The players.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. Our stomach is full.
Oh my gosh! No, they would never do that. That would be horrible.
That's a good one, Rob.
Who just did that cheer?
That was Don.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're just wondering.
You better come to our practice. I'm going to have to teach you how to cheer.
So what are the outfits you're going to wear? What are they going to look like?
Well, we are wearing these cute little lingerie skirts. They're kind of like cheerleader outfits, but, you know, a little shorter than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Little lacies, little tie top, a lot of midriff showing, a little cleavage. Team Dream is blue and white. And Euphoria is pink and black.
Will you be wearing thongs?
Are we wearing thongs? Well, we have the little rustly panties that go underneath.
Oh, panties. Full panties, yes.
If you're a fan of anal, hey, don't pout. We love doing it where food comes out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. How about we do a cheer for you guys?
Are you going to do a cheer for us?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, please.
Let me get my girls together here.
Get them all together.
Blue jerseys, white pants, no helmets, big implants.
The lingerie ball is here. Team Dream Euphoria.
Whoa!
Oh,
it's amazing.
Great
what if Omar? We had to talk to Omar again. Is he the only guy on the bus?
Oh no, he's not the only lucky guy on the bus.
Will you put Omar back on?
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Omar.
Omar, are you getting laid on this trip?
No. We've got other contracts written up.
All right, Omar, this is on at halftime of the Super Bowl, the Lingerie Bowl. How much?
It's 1995, and again, for the 1995, you're obviously getting the halftime game.
which will consist of 2 10-minute halves with a 5-minute halftime.
Is there any nudity at all?
Yeah, there will be a musical act, obviously, during the halftime. And we're also incorporating a pregame show.
Will there be nudity?
Oh, nudity? Well, it's live. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's a great answer. You're going to sell a lot of the pay-per-views with that answer, Omar.
That's our goal, buddy.
Now, you say you have a contract. You have a hold on, Omar. You have a contract right. Where you can't, like, touch the girls at all?
Of course. I mean, this is more of a business venture at first, yeah. And then we'll see where relationships go later on in the year.
You crack me up.
I'm going to pass you over to one more girl that I would love.
Oh, yeah. All right.
One more skank.
He can't help it.
Here we go.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, skank.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Amber from Orange County. Did he tell you that Tracy Bingham and Kylie Bax are going to be sideline reporters?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm attacking a big white bitch.
Chicks involved in this. It's going to be
awesome.
Great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys got to check it out, okay?
Football fun problem. Another great one. Football fun, plain and simple. Shaved crotches. Huge nipples.
we're writing cheers for the game. We're gonna submit the cheers.
Oh, that's pretty good, Rob.
To see if
that
happens.
Your cheers have to rhyme. They can't just be random.
Oh, they rhyme. We were trying to rhyme, but it would have been, you know.
Football.
You know, it's really hard to make a word that rhymes with euphoria. We had the hardest time.
Football rules, plain and simple. Oh, my God, I've got a pimple. That would work, would it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Sit down for the Super Bowl. Have a feast. Don't look between my legs. Oh, my God, it's yeast.
Don't say it. Oh, God.
Lots of viewers. That's our wish. Oh, my God, it smells like fish.
I like Archer's better.
No, we're just, you know, okay. we're thinking on the fly here. We really are. How's Omar
How are you doing?
Doing?
Crazy job. I don't know if Michelle
being in the lingerie bowl
like that too much.
Sure does make me
LingerieBowl.com, LingerieRI.
Sure does make me thirsty. My mind on the fact that I've got herpes.
It's a rhyme.
They're still going with their
thirsty. How about Slurpee and herpes?
Slurpee.
I'm so thirsty.
Oh my God, you guys are so
thirsty. I'm so thirsty.
I'm so thirsty. I bought some Slurpees. Oh my God, I've got herpes.
That is so wrong.
Just trying to help.
Our beauty will make you pant. Oh, my God, I've broken implants.
A real cheer?
A real cheer?
Yeah, go ahead.
A real cheer. Okay, ready, girl?
Yeah, go. Go ahead.
Ready?
Here we go.
Ready? Yes. You guessed it. Don and Mike are here. Team Dream and Euphoria. This is our year.
There you go, guys.
All right, thank you, Omar. Do you have a website or something to promote this, Omar?
Say one more time.
Do you have a website or something you want to push?
Yes, please. It's www.lingeriebowl.com, and it's LingerieBowl, .com.
Right, LingerieBowl.com. Omar, talk to you before the Super Bowl, dude. Good luck.
Hey, Devin, are you guys going to be going to the Super Bowl in Houston, or are you guys going to be in L.A.?
No, we're
going to
be in Houston.
Okay. We're just going to throw out some tickets. But let me know if you guys want to do some contests or anything as well. I'll talk to you guys.
All right, Omar. Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Omar.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're selling the big event. That's his rap. Oh, my God. He got the clap.
Getting their time. That's his shtick. He's Omar.
He's a pimp.
Lots of models. All right, this one comes from Joe.
Haiku.
Joe. Lots of models doing stunts with big fake teeth and big hairy. Can't do it. Listen, there you go. This music means it's phone scan time.
All right.
They're taking the whole show. I think they're taking one call today from some guy who just rubbed me the wrong way. So come on, rub us the right way. Call in now. Anybody can get through on the rotating random phone scan. Phone number 877-365-3636. From Canada, call 800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067 for the rotating random phone scan. Mine.
Watch the game. See who scores. You'll all love our half-nude whores.
We'll be right back with your calls on the phone scan.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, my God. Ray, you know, most husbands like cuddling with their wives.
Oh, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No,
nobody likes that. Nobody. The only time a guy likes cuddling is if he thinks it's going to lead to lower cuddling.
See?
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through.
Jay?
I'm not all the yelling and the fighting.
See?
We got it, it won't be cold to you.
See?
Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got now.
See?
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you.
Jay?
Shove it up your big fat ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. We rock, man.
Yeah. Rocking the reservation.
What's up, Doc? How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
Right on. We're going to figure out this Super Bowl trip on tomorrow's episode.
Yes, we are.
Plus, tomorrow... Never mind. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Rather not talk about it today.
Tomorrow, I was thinking a celebration of your life.
Because I am going to be alive.
Because you're going to live.
I'm going to be alive. And a celebration of your wealth.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, because I hit a jackpot in Atlantic City.
And a celebration of us going to Germany together, my friend.
Oh, that's three big celebrations. Buzz, you got to kick in here. What do you want to celebrate?
I got nothing.
No, I'd let him go on that.
Yeah.
Phone scan 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. Here we go, you animals. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Don and Mike?
We're doing great, thanks.
I got a joke for you guys.
No, not today.
No, thanks.
You know the joke rule. Don and Mike, hello.
Buddy.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
How about we make some naked snow angels?
Come again?
How about we make some naked snow angels?
What's your point?
Naked snow angels?
What's your point?
Let's make some.
No, and you got to go further than that. What are you talking about? You talking about our game that we can't play? What are you talking about? There's no snow on the ground here right now. What are you talking about?
And sometimes
you just got to go right after
him. He just gives up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Bring it.
Phone scan. Lick it.
Blow on it.
Polish it. Don and Mike, hello.
And here's a new trend. Spit on it.
What's going on, guys?
Beatify it.
Spit on it. And it spits back.
Hold the bass and spit on it.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Phone scan.
Did the girl say that Lawrence Taylor's coaching the one team?
Yes, they did.
I know he was in the habit when he played of sending entertainment up to the opposing players' rooms to tire the other players out. I was wondering if he's still in that practice. I'd be happy to oblige him with it.
I didn't know that about LT. Is that what he did?
Oh, that was on 60 Minutes, that famous quote on 60 Minutes.
I didn't see that interview, and I wanted to see it, and my TiVo screwed up.
That he would buy whores for other players, and they asked him, how did you find out about this? And he said, it was other guys buying whores for me.
Wow.
And now you have all the guys that played back in the day saying, hey, we don't know nothing about any of that.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That wouldn't happen.
Shake them like dice.
Don and Mike Show, hello. Phone scan. Yes?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, correct. Hi.
How you guys doing?
Are you having a little trouble processing, sir?
No, I don't believe so.
You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I was wondering if you guys heard about the new Brooks and Dunn song.
Brooks and Dunn? No, I haven't. Is this a joke?
No. Okay. I'm not a real big fan of country music myself, but there's a line in that song I figure you guys might like. The guys talk about the crazy cunny wasn't wearing any shoes.
They say that in the Brooks and Dunn song, the crazy cunny?
It sounds like crazy cunny wasn't wearing any shoes. It's that song, she lives in L.A. and she flies to New York City.
That's probably like when Billy Don't Be a Hero was out and people would call me up and say, would you play Billy Don't Be a Negro?
Any chance they're saying honey?
No, it's either honey or cunny, but it really sounds like
honey. What is the lyric, sir? What is the lyric itself?
It sounds like...
give me the lyric.
The actual lyric, please.
Bring it.
That crazy cunny wasn't wearing any shoes.
What's the name of the song?
I'm not sure of the name of the song.
Of course not.
All right, thank you for the call. Thank you for checking in. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Is that Brooks or Dunn?
Hello?
Yes.
Don and Mike. Phone scan. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Right.
Man, I was trying to get through, but I heard that other dude talking. I was trying to radio gods.
Yeah, you're with us. Hi.
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing?
I'm sorry.
Has anybody thought about preparing their phone calls?
Dude, my friend, you just, like, spent all your time asking us how we're doing.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know if you guys heard me.
We hear you. What do you want?
I can't hear you.
Man, I want digital bites of Buzz messed up on Absinthe.
I can't hear this guy.
So.
I can't hear him.
Y'all can't hear me?
I can't hear you.
Well, he's saying...
I'm hearing the delay right now.
I can't hear you.
Is there a caller?
Did Joe patch me in wrong?
What?
Did Joe patch me in wrong?
I don't hear anything.
What?
Something's not working.
I don't hear nothing.
What?
Hello?
So I'm trying.
I've got all the mics turned off.
All right.
So hello? Stay on for me.
Hey,
pay off.
They hung up on me. Hey, Don and Mike show, phone scan. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I got some information on that bird that you guys were talking about. The average life of those kind of birds is about 85 years.
85 years?
So Winston Churchill's
really
parrot,
old.
Right, is 104.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so
some parrots live to be 100, not usually over, though, so even this one's unusual.
Wow. So he had the parrot for a long, long time before he died?
Well, he must have. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, you know, 85
years.
He might have, like, right in the year, bought the parrot in the year of his death, but he still likes to walk around the house saying F the Nazis.
Yeah, but
right.
Yeah, someone had to teach him to say F Hitler, though.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'd like to get a zero in on exactly how old the bird is, but I guess it is about 85.
I think 104 is what.
Yeah, the bird. 104. Okay, so it was around there in that area.
Bird is 104.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
And I said area.
Hello, this is former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien in Canada.
This is the problem. We take calls from Canada.
Are you calling from Canada, sir?
I am calling from Kitchener. It's an hour north of Toronto.
Yeah.
I have a poem. I have a poem for you for NFL.
All right, go ahead. Lay it on us.
Canada, we love USA. That is what I call to say. We also like the NFL. And when the team scores, we scream like hell. There is one problem we have with it. It is your beer. Tastes like poop.
I think he's looking for a scholarship, Mike.
Yeah.
Your impressionist, Cam.
I just like the poem, Rob.
And hey, listen, as a father, speaking of Canada, nothing makes a father feel better about the upbringing that he's given his son than when you get a call, as we did from our son, long Martin Luther King Day holiday weekend.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bart, what are you doing? I'm going to Toronto.
Hey.
Why are you going to Toronto? He says, it's only 15 hours away by car. I say, what's in Toronto?
Uh-oh.
Some guy who's got a place.
Really?
Wow. You know, it's a college road trip.
Young and
well, I know what, you know, being a young man one time myself.
That's what they do.
Hearing that town, I know what Toronto's known for.
Which is what?
Titty bars.
Well, more power to him. Like, there's not enough of those in Greenville, South Carolina. So anyway, his world tour included Toronto, then Charlotte, then Columbia, South Carolina, and then, for whatever reason, a day on the town in Atlanta.
In Hotland. Wow, that's quite a road trip.
Sure is. And you know how my son gets to go on all these trips? It's not because he's a great kid, and he is, not because he's popular, but because he is. It's because he's the only one with a parent dumb enough to give him an Exxon card. So when somebody says, hey, I know somebody in Toronto, they say, oh, let's go find Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Bart's got a car.
Is he with an upperclassman? Have you been able to determine whether he's, you know... I mean, I think Animal House whenever I think of college.
No, he's...
Now they took advantage of Flounder with his car.
He's with kids his own age.
Okay.
And he's all...
Radio God.
They're all freshmen, and he loves just flipping Frida and I out.
Sure.
Just don't, like, where will... Hold on a second, my friend.
All right.
You say, okay, you're going to Toronto. Where are you going to be staying? I don't know.
With some guy?
Yeah. Or even just a couple of nights ago. Where are you at? Between South Carolina and Atlanta. Where'd you stay last night? SC. Yeah, that's University of South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Where'd you stay down there? Someplace. Who are you going with? Some guys. You know, at some point, you just have to say, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah,
you
right.
can't stop them.
You've
right.
done your job.
Yep.
I mean, but Jesus Christ, Toronto, Atlanta, Charlotte. You know,
they don't send you those grades, right?
Right, right.
But at some point, you'll know.
Yeah, I'll know when he's back on my couch.
When he moves
right.
back in.
That's when I'll know. That's when I'll know.
Yeah.
Hello. And incidentally, I love him. You know that more than anything, really.
Of course.
I love my son more than anything. But even I have to question the fact he's coming back this weekend. He's coming back this weekend.
To study?
To study his girlfriend.
Ah.
To study his girlfriend is what I believe.
Ah.
He's coming back. And this is, of course, after the fabulous trip to Toronto, followed by the trip to Atlanta, and the trip to Charlotte, and the trip to Columbia. And
he'll need to unwind.
And I asked him something about classes. And that's when the conversation went sour. That's when it went bad. Dad, I'm handling it. I'm handling it. I said, well, what'd you learn up in Toronto? And that's what I always get. I gotta go. Love you. Goodbye, Click.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hi.
Radio guys, how are you?
Don and Mike Show. But you know the great thing about that, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it from all sides, at least he's not a girl. Because if he was, mm-hmm. like, with your daughters.
Right.
There I would be out of my mind.
Yeah, I will.
I know you will.
And I will be because, you know, my situation, too.
And it's
but I'm not there all the time.
It's the incredible double standard that we have, regardless of your marital status.
Mm-hmm.
The incredible double standard we have with boys and with girls, even when they get to be, my son will be 19 at the end of next month. The deal is, if it's a boy, it's like, I hung up the phone and Frida said, well, now why didn't you tell him not to go to Toronto? And I said... Like me telling him is going to change anything?
But, you know, it's the same, even though it's girls and boys, it's the same thing, really, because you do what you can, and then, you know, and you said it yourself. When you told me the fact that they don't let you know what his GPA is, and you can't check on that, or you can't check on whether he's going to class or not, that blew me away.
Well, I'll find
and
out.
If that's the way it is, you gotta have that attitude. You do the best you can,
You can do.
Have a good time in Toronto. We also had a wonderful another conversation with him. I'll tell you about another time. That was my wife, Frida, was having the conversation with him. And he was being incredulous. I can't believe you're serious. He likes being dramatic, you know. I can't believe you're serious. And what she said to him was something that certainly she's heard me say a million times, and he's heard me say a million times. If you don't do well in college, if you can't cut it in college... He was saying, well, can I come back home? And the answer is yes, of course, you'll always have a home here. You're welcome in our house for 30 days until you find a job
mm-hmm.
and a crappy apartment.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't kick me out on the street. Oh, yes. We love you more than anything, but yes, we would kick you out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole thing being trying to get the light the fire under his ass. Like, listen, how about just one weekend? Don't go to Toronto. Don't go to Charlotte. Don't go to Atlanta. How about one weekend? Read a book.
Yeah, well, you'll find out the hard way.
I know he will. And this is where being mean never works, because he always is able to say, hey, but Dad, look how you did it. And I say, oh, Bart, come on now. I'm not the best example. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, to the best of my knowledge, your mom and dad didn't send you to the school you sent him to, too. You know
no,
what I mean?
My mom and dad sent me to the school called, you're leaving? Goodbye. Get
right.
out of here.
But I'm talking about, like, in growing up, too. I mean, he went to a good school and stuff
oh,
like
no,
that.
Oh, no, yeah,
you know,
I went to...
He's had the, you know...
I went to Earl B. Wood Junior High in Rockville, Maryland.
Public school.
Check it out. You want to buy some crack? Check it out. No, I don't know if they sell crack there anymore.
Oh, of course they do.
They used to.
Way back.
Way back before crack was even crack.
Back in the day.
Way back.
They had it in the school store, didn't
they?
You know,
I have a prediction. I think, really, I know it's tough. The freshman year of college is when kids wig out. And a lot of them wig out for a variety of reasons. But I really think if he can hang in there and get through his freshman year, it gets better. Because you probably have that time where he just, you know, I don't want to predict anything. But you might find him getting almost appreciative. In his sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
I know it might not seem like a possibility.
Knock
right now.
Knock me over with a feather when that happens.
Yeah.
But I love him anyway.
I know
of
you
course. I love him anyway. Having a great Toronto. I said Toronto, all the place. You know, no offense if you're listening up there, but, you know, Toronto, come on. Jesus
multicultural.
Yeah. Toronto? See, you're closer to Miami. What kind of an idiot are you? It's like, it's cold in here.
January.
But,
yeah.
Dad, we got a friend that's got a place up there. Anyway, I'm sorry. Listen, you're on the air. Hello.
Donna Mike, how are you guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
I got a cheer for you.
All right. Oh, like those cheerleaders in the lingerie bowl?
Yeah, just hold on.
All right.
2, 4, 6, 8, Donna and Mike, you are great. 3, 6, 9, 12. Watch those girls. They'll make you swell.
Okay. That was worth the wait.
Yeah. Donna Mike.
Good job.
Hello. Hello.
Well and 12. Brilliant.
Very close to a rhyme.
Don and Mike, hello.
Oops, what's happening here?
Everybody thinks they can rhyme, but nobody can. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Won all the crap.
Pardon me?
3-1.
Pardon me?
I'm the guy that won all the junk that Frida got the shopping spree from.
Oh, yes.
I came down today to pick it up.
Yeah, oh, and?
It's a bunch of junk.
Well, what
well,
did
you
I...
knew it was a bunch of junk.
What did I tell you the day my wife won that shopping spree?
But I at least thought it was new stuff. I mean, I got old wallets from Frida. I got her voter registration card and everything.
You must have gotten a box of some others. Are you kidding?
Oh,
no, I swear to God.
Oh, you got my wife's voter registration card?
Clerical error.
From 1994.
Okay, let's keep this on the down low. Hold on a second, please.
2, 4, 6, 8. Don and Mike are really neat.
Don and Mike show. That's scary.
Yeah.
To me that the guy got my wife's voter registration card. Christ, I hope she's not listening. Well, she's not called yet, so that's a good sign. Hope she stayed late at work today. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike are really scary, and their chests are really smooth.
Frida right now is just trying to vote.
Oh, hey, we're out of...
Don and Mike.
You're it. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Richard Asiago.
Yes, hi, Dick.
Heard Grease Man during Thanksgiving on the way home in Pennsylvania.
Congratulations.
Great story.
And they wonder why he's not successful anymore.
That was the prize.
That didn't rhyme.
Hey, thanks for calling, sir.
Grease Man. I'm still loving it.
Don and Mike, hello. Besides, how could you? Isn't he the famous one? He killed Fort Morgan a whole week off.
Oh, yeah, he was the one for that. Oh, that was one of his sins.
Yesterday's his big special MLK show.
Right.
Hey, it's the Grease. Hey. MLK Day.
Me pandered to some of my friends.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, it's Al.
Hi, Al.
How you doing? I just wanted to tell you about IHOP and what not to get to breakfast. I got that savory steak thing.
Yeah?
We had to work, cleaned out the bathroom. Nobody went in there for about a good 2.5 hours.
All right, that's a good call. That's good. Hold on there.
World where only the
so are you saying that what happened in the bathroom was unsavory?
It was unsavory in there.
Time.
Somewhere there was a buzz intro. You, sir, you're the last caller on the phone scan. You won the complete first season of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You earned it.
With, thank you very much.
With Larry David. Did you see it last night?
No.
No.
Let me just tell everybody. Just tell.
Curb Your Enthusiasm on Monday now?
Sunday night. I'm sorry. I'm thinking today's Monday.
Right.
No, I was busy.
Sunday. Oh, you were winning money.
Yes, I was gambling.
So Sunday night. The Eagles are going down, and I'm calling everybody that I know. Like, isn't this great?
Yeah,
so I call my buddy Rob. Rob says, I'm not watching the game. I know Philadelphia's going to lose. Turn on Larry David right now. He's got retards watching his car.
Oh, dear.
And
oh, dear.
I've not seen it yet.
You'll love it.
Hey, what was that, sir?
Sounded a lot like that, as a matter of fact.
I got to go to the bathroom again. They're chasing me away.
You have to go to your... Well, all right, listen, enjoy the Curb Your Enthusiasm DVD box set. That's from HBO.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very hard.
And have a savory steak.
Anyway, what was funny was that we were just doing that whole thing last week about trainables.
Right.
And when I turned it on for a brief moment, he had... And these actors...
He had some trainables. Oh, they were actors playing?
Well...
We think.
Who knows?
You never know with that show.
Who knows? But there was one guy that was cleaning his rims... Giving him quite the rim job.
Wonderful rim job.
Just really so tarted out.
You'll love the episode.
So tarted out.
And Larry, it's just how he was interacting with them and all that?
Again, I only saw 2 seconds of it. I'm watching the football. I call Rob. Rob says, turn on HBO right now. Larry David has retards watching his car.
It's fantastic the way they're woven into the tale.
Yeah.
A Buzz?
Yes.
It's time for the news and the comments already.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, a report of what is supposedly the world's first death by marijuana.
Whoa.
That's right.
News that appeals to Buzz.
No, this,
dude, you're getting
this news does not appeal to me.
That's it. You want to live.
I do.
You want, unlike me.
I want to live.
I'm ready to die today. I was ready to die 3 hours ago, but now I'm here.
Yeah. See if Joe Hardinger can get insurance now.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Buzz is coming right up with his new show. Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Bow to their capricious whims. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz's news show now. Buzz Burbank brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Delgado clinically tests that Viramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viramax, 1-888. Try VMAX. And somebody called earlier. A guy said there was a Brooks and Dunn song that had the word cunny in it.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, thanks to all of the country music fans who listen to this show, who sent us the song, You Can't Take the Honky Tonk Out of the Girl. Yeah. Connie, which is the name that's used 1,000 times in the song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Connie came back from her second cousin's wedding. Mm-hmm. First time she'd been home in a year or two, just in time for the rehearsal dinner. That crazy Connie wasn't wearing any shoes. So it's...
Well, thanks to all the people that paid attention to it, and no thanks to the moron that called.
Right, and a big Don and Mike shout-out to Connie Chung. And here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In England, 36-year-old Lee Mazie said he had a headache, and then he died. It wasn't too much potassium.
England can kiss my ass.
The London Sun reports that Lee smoked some 25,000 joints during his 11 years as a pot smoker. And the paper says the coroner has ruled that Mazie died of cannabis toxicity. The paper quotes experts as saying that cannabis is getting stronger and that the risks are even higher if it's eaten rather than smoked. Keep in mind that next week the British government changes possession of cannabis from a Class B to a Class C offense.
Picture eating pot. You know, I tell you one time...
Like brownies.
Oh, I know. One time, God, I don't even know. This was back when I was just being indoctrinated into all of this stuff.
Yeah,
right. This lifestyle.
The culture. Yeah.
The culture. This had to be like 1979 or 19, maybe earlier than that. Somebody said, you want some pot? And I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave me a bag that had, I don't know, a quarter ounce or something in it. I went home that night. I didn't know how to roll a joint. I didn't know
right.
what I mean. I ate it.
And did it work?
I just ate it out of the bag. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. right.
like eating the leaves.
Right. Like eating it like potato chips. And did it have an effect?
Sick.
Yeah.
It made me so freaking sick.
Sick to you, son. Well, it made this guy sick, too.
The
lesson
sick.
For us all.
Well, now, but he has smoked how many joints?
25,000 joints in 11 years, they estimate.
See, even I think back in the heyday, I don't know if I had 25,000 joints. What do you think I did, Mike?
Yeah.
You think
I did? And the reports, the experts say that it's a lot stronger. I guess a much higher THC count
today. Now, you have
today.
To give me that, Mike. Back in the day.
Yeah, they were all weak ones. Toledo window box back
right.
then. Many
might
users.
As well have been a oregano. That's
right. Exactly.
Really, you think I've had 25,000?
No, I was just, I wasn't thinking in that term. I was thinking like during the time that you did it. I'm wondering what the total was. You know,
about 25,000.
25,000. Oh God. So they're downgrading the legal offense of possessing marijuana in England. Many users interpret this to mean that weed will now be legal in England. The British government is spending £1 million to get out the word that pot is still illegal there.
You drink enough water, you can kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You OD on anything.
Good
you can
point.
OD on
Mike.
Anything.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Buzz.
America, thank
that was,
you.
That was for you.
I bet I've had 25,000 glasses of water.
Wow.
Yeah.
And look, you
but
live.
It's not cumulative. And does this mean it's cumulative, like at a certain point, or because it was concentrated? I would assume he was doing that every
case,
single day.
I'm a dead man walking.
I would.
I mean, it doesn't matter what I've done the last 8 years.
No, I think your body flushes everything out. Doesn't
like
it?
Your body is your body.
Mostly. And Connie and Connie.
But if this was very strong and if it built up in his bloodstream. I don't know. I've never heard of this before. They say it was cannabis toxicity.
You know, my friend who does not partake anymore is being a very good sport about this, but if you ever get a similar story about booze, I just don't want
to
hear it
I'll
on this radio
myself.
Show. Please.
Alcohol will be the drug of choice for tens of thousands of Americans who will tonight play the State of the Union drinking game.
And Mike, listen, I'm guilty there too. Even though I started drinking after I gave up pot,
right.
I would think that I probably... 25,000 drinks.
Oh, I have.
Since I gave up on.
I would say that I've probably had 25,000 drinks since Friday.
A website dedicated to this sport, this State of the Union drinking game, says it goes like this. One shot.
Now take your time on this.
I will.
All right.
I will. One shot of hard liquor or a big gulp of beer each time something gets said. If and when the president says...
Wait. Okay, so there are specifics.
I'll give you some examples to start with. If and when the president says, the state of our union is strong, that's a drink. If he refers to the men and women in our armed forces, that's a drink. Two, if he uses the word brave. Each time he says Iraq, that's a sip. Same with the word terror, no matter how he pronounces it. Saddam and or Hussein is good for a drink, but weapons of mass destruction earns two drinks. If he says nuclear, that's a drink. The rest of the rules are on the website, which adds that it discourages the improper use of alcohol.
You know, you're already bombed.
During the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Read the reviews on that website of the people who played the game last year. They'll tell you what happens.
I think everybody should do what I'm going to do tonight.
Okay.
25,000 joints and 25,000 bottles of booze.
Right, and you're going to wash the joints down because you won't smoke them, you'll eat them.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant has been fired as a spokesman for McDonald's.
Oh, Lord.
More accurately, the company says its three-year endorsement deal with the embattled NBA star expired on December 31st.
Right on!
And was not renewed. Will they re-up? Quoting a McDonald's spokesman, it would be inappropriate to speculate.
No.
The makers of Nutella chocolate spread have also chosen not to renew their deal with Kobe.
Hello, Kobe.
The five-time All-Star who helped the Lakers win three NBA championships is out now with a broken shoulder. While he awaits trial on rape charges, he admits adultery but says the sex was consensual.
Oh, this is Ronald McDonald calling for Kobe Bryant.
Kobe!
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, whether it's an NBA player...
That's not how Ronald talks.
Or a musician or anybody. The deal is, our whole country, we love to build them up. We love to see them fall. Then we love to see them get back up again.
It'd be amazing.
So with Kobe Bryant, whether he's guilty or not guilty, you know that either way, he'll go through whatever penance it is he has to go through.
Right.
And he'll come back, and we'll love him again.
Probably.
I mean, you really got to be awful in this country for people not to give you another chance. Do you know there are still people that are still giving Michael Jackson another chance, even though I know...
Sure.
He's not guilty until proven innocent.
Well, and they do the same thing with political candidates. Right now, I would tell every Democrat...
Until proven guilty, I'm sorry.
I would tell every Democrat running for president right now that the one thing you want to be terrified of is being called a front runner.
Yeah.
Because that's it, man, because everybody wants to build you up, and then, bam, they want to tear you down.
We love to crucify, and then...
But I think in politics, once they tear you down, they like to keep you down.
Yeah. Yeah, but every once in a while, they climb back out. I mean, politics is a nasty game for sure.
It is.
But in the court of public opinion, because there's not so many other pricks out there waiting just to say, he's a bad guy, don't do that.
Right.
You can do the most awful stuff, and you can come back.
Sure.
I mean, when I was watching the Carolina Panthers on Sunday, they were talking about all the stuff that the Panthers have gone through the last couple of years. And you forget right away, there was that guy we used to goof on him all the time. The guy who
receiver, right?
Killed his wife or killed his girlfriend or something like that.
Or conspired to do it.
And there was the guy, the star receiver, Steve Smith, for Carolina, caught the winning touchdown pass against St. Louis in overtime. It was just last year that they were having a team meeting, and he beat one of his teammates. Beat the guy. The guy had to go to the hospital. They thought the guy might die.
Right.
Now,
right.
Here it is, a year later, and all of a sudden... Carolina Panthers, a team whose destiny has finally arrived, and
right.
Steve Smith was having a breakout here, and it was a great part of the...
How soon we forget.
Charlotte community. Right. Yeah, everybody forgets. So don't worry about it, Kobe. You're okay. I mean, look, even O.J.
Yeah.
Even O.J.'s walking around. I mean, it's not like he's got deals coming out his ass.
Oh, right.
But he's doing okay.
Enjoying it's a strange little country we've got.
I mean, really... And
it's tough to figure it all out.
Think about what you really got to do, really, to have society say to you... That's it. Get out.
Yeah.
Even guys like Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they have girls that go down to those jails and want to marry these guys that they'll never able to get there? I mean,
we're you know, and it ain't getting better.
Where's the?
I hate to alarm anybody, but it ain't getting better.
No. Where's the expiration date? It can't be only on these J.O. politicians.
No. Mm-hmm.
It can't just be on these guys.
It's pretty amazing, though.
Got to be on everybody except disc jockeys.
Yes, disc Thank jockeys God. Really just leave us alone.
We're like cats. Nine lives.
Right.
Nine lives.
Yeah. In other endorsement news, Sara Lee has fired Jimmy Dean as the spokesman for the sausage that bears his name.
What?
Yeah.
Boy,
oh,
that,
you heard me.
That's Sarah Lee's a good lay. You know what they used to say back
what
in high school?
What a bitch!
They used to say back in high school, nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee.
Well, Jimmy Dean does.
Because she, boy, would she... How you doing, baby?
The 75-year-old Virginia multimillionaire says the company told him he no longer meets their marketing needs, which he calls the dumbest thing. I completely agree with that. Michael Jackson's lawyer.
I like Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
You know, I met Jimmy Dean and Frank Perdue in the same night.
Wow. That was
and I
day.
Thought Jimmy Dean rocked and Frank Perdue, well, to say it nicely, was a little difficult. But Jimmy Dean would sit there. You know, I walked up. He didn't know me. And I was just talking to the guy. He couldn't have been a nice guy. He's an old country guy, and he's selling yeah. sausage. Well, I mean, give him a break. What are they firing for?
Isn't it his sausage?
His name is on the sausage, yeah.
And a bit of trivia, we wouldn't
it's
have...
It's only his name, Rob?
No, he sold his name.
Oh, he sold his name.
To Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson's lawyer says there will be no cash settlement this time. Mark Garagos tells ABC there will be no settlement as long as I'm around.
You know what she's probably going to do? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
I
fine.
Apologize, but
no,
this really upsets me about Jimmy Dean. So Sarah Lee fired him, and she's probably going to bring the young son on board to sell it.
Who's that, Mike?
Geddy Lee.
It's really just another way of saying that Michael's accuser this time is only in it for the money.
And don't forget his dead brother, Bruce.
And the guy with the big thing, Tommy.
And don't forget the comic book guy, Stan.
And then their big fat sister, Peggy. Well, she's dead, though.
The late Peggy.
The late Peggy.
His ancestor general. Referring to the boy's family, Garrigo says, quote, if my son were molested, I would go to the police, not a money lawyer. Why, he asked, does this family find themselves in the office of the one person who's shaken down my client previously? Good thing the case isn't being tried in the media, huh? A lot of people are still getting into the business of website design, and Vancouver's Mike Rowe is one of them. And since his name is Mike Rowe, R-O-W-E, he thought it would be clever to name his company Microsoft. I thought it would be funny, says Mike, but Bill Gates' Microsoft was not amused.
Of course.
The mega computer giant and its tough guy lawyers came down hard on Mike, even though he's still in high school.
And that is the worst thing they could have done because yeah. they're stupid.
Yeah, well, I think they might know that now,
that's
but...
funny.
This kid doesn't exist. This kid, nobody knows who he is.
Right.
Unless they come down on him. Now they give him, they give him everything he wants.
Here's his forum. He wrote the company asking for compensation. They offered him $10. That made Mike angry, so he asked for $10,000. Then Microsoft sent him an angry but spell-checked 25-page letter, essentially accusing him of a shakedown. Quoting Mike, it's kind of funny they'd go after a 17-year-old. It's not their name, it's my name. Microsoft now says it was perhaps too aggressive in this and that it promises now to be fair.
What's the kid's name again?
Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe.
R-O-W-E.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And if they ignore him, right?
Right.
They just let him do it?
It goes away.
It completely goes away.
It's like right. one of those things in the news, tomorrow's going to be sunny, and finally from Seattle, Washington, right. in the, and they ended up giving him a copy of Windows 98, and boy, is he happy.
Exactly. And you know, in the meantime, the kid, it just would not have even been a blip on the radar, and then it's like, ah, we got to come down on this.
Fantastic. Buzz, we have to do this. What is next on your news and comments?
Coming up, how telemarketers can figure out how irritated you are with them.
Really? Like they can't tell already?
No, some can't.
Okay, stay tuned. Oh, and I have to mention this, Tuesday start. What's today?
Today's Tuesday, Don.
Today. On Friday, you can win the ultimate WWE grand prize. Ooh. Dinner for two at Hooters before WWE SmackDown MCI Center on Jan 27. You'll sit ringside next to beautiful Hooters girls to watch all the action up close and see over 25 of your favorite WWE wrestlers.
25?
Courtesy of Hooters, we'll give it away on a Friday. Stay tuned, Buzz. Hey, everybody for Buzz.
He's the Don and Mike.
You don't have to stay tuned, Buzz.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. National Treasure. Don and Mike.
Everybody else feel like this? It's like I'm thinking, okay, go home tonight, no football on. Oh, I'll watch CSI with my wife. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Cool.
Tuesday. Plus, the president's speech will be on all the channels.
Yeah. At least American Idol will be on first.
Yeah, it will be.
What time's president come on?
9.
East 9.
I mean, what happened to the good old days when Fox didn't used to cover that?
Yeah.
When, you know, all the other stations would run it, but Fox would run in Living Color or Married with Children or something good.
We still have TV Land and the Game Show Network to retreat to.
Patooey.
And stuff you've TiVo'd. Good,
what?
Stuff you've TiVo'd. Just good thing about it, though. Just remember, you practiced a lot.
Yeah. Hey, those pictures.
Yeah. I'm practicing my speech.
They even had video of him standing in front of like four or five of his advisors,
right.
And he's got his glasses down on his nose.
Right. And can you imagine one guy in there going, hey, you suck. Come on, do it again.
One.
No. Telemarketers know they can be irritating. Now they can also measure just how irritating. Telemarketers and people who answer phones for companies are now using voice stress analysis.
Hello!
To determine exactly how angry you're getting.
I think that's ridiculous.
The technology is called NICE. It calculates 200 voice qualities, including tone and pitch.
I am not interested in your product, and I think you're a complete and total ass.
It listens for words like that, even if you keep your tone.
Oh, okay.
It does, in fact, scan for profanity and any mention of a competitor. See, that's a sign that you're steamed.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting the company's vice president, today it's 10 times more expensive to acquire new customers. You can't afford to lose one just because they're upset. Why can't the telemarketer determine these things? Quoting again, if the operator is in India, sometimes frustration isn't so easily translated. FedEx is already testing the technology.
You know, over the weekend, and you hear about this occasionally on the news, there was a guy, I don't know, he's called three or four times, and it's not an 800 number, it's got an area code by
right,
it.
Right.
And it always just says out of area,
right.
With the area code and the number.
Right.
And I'll pick it up, or it's an 800 number, I think, not an area code. I'll pick up, hello, they go, yeah. Is Miss Freda Sork there? And they go, no, she's not. Can I help you? Click.
Oh.
So this happens three or four times. And, like, I never called him back. And I didn't even this time. But the guy calls and goes, same guy, like 2 days later, is Miss Freda Sork? I go, hey, listen, dude, this is her husband. She's not here now. Can I help you? No, I'll talk to her. I said, no, listen, whatever it is, talk to me. You guys call my house. I mean, I really went off on the guy. You guys call my house every day. You're looking for my wife. You want to sell her something. Let me tell you right now, the answer is no. Okay? The answer is no. And then the guy says to me, I swear to Christ, I'm calling from the Save the Children Foundation. and... your wife has made gracious donations the last 5 years in a row to help some, you know.
Well, then what the hell did he hang up for?
I don't.
Because he's an idiot.
I don't know. I have no idea. But all I know is that little Haji or whatever his name is, you know, and it's on me now. He's going to go without the 25 cents a month my wife's been sending over there.
Well, you know, that's just the way the chips fall.
You know, that might make him try a little harder over there.
Oh, Rob.
Rob wins the Naked Cruelty Award.
You wouldn't expect a Jackson Hewitt tax.
And you know what, Buzz? I still didn't believe the guy. I'm not even asked my wife about that.
You know what? I bet he was lying. I think it's Chris Gore calling.
I've not even asked my wife if she is still sending, like, whatever is the dollar a month thing that it is. You know, every once in a while I watch that on TV. And
sure.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'd like to know, maybe he's lying about the whole thing. Maybe he's going to sell her, like, try to sell her a sewing machine or something. Yeah.
Maybe so. And, hey, that call I'll take.
Right.
Because if there's anything my wife needs, it's anything to let her know what it's like to be a housewife. Sewing machine?
That's right.
Yes.
Sewing machine, dishwasher.
You wouldn't expect a Jackson Hewitt.
Ironing board.
Right.
Hello!
Some special device to take her shoes off so she can keep them off her feet and stay barefoot.
You wouldn't expect a Jackson Hewitt tax office in Des Moines, Iowa to give us one of the best stories of the day, but here it is. Thursday night, Deanna Hawkins was crunching the numbers when a man with a knife arrived to rob her. Quoting Deanna, we don't have any money here. We have checks. I was in a zone working on taxes. So Deanna went after the robber, threatening him with a tax preparer's best weapon, a stapler. You'd better get out of here, she told him. I will fight you. He hesitated and then turned and ran and hasn't been seen since. Quoting Deanna, I would have stapled him. I felt the power of the Lord.
Incredible!
Amen.
And I know that we're heard in Des Moines. I'm not sure if it's live or if it's taped delay. At this point, you know, really, who cares? But the station is KRKQ 98.3 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And to the good people of Des Moines, let me just say, I've never been to Des Moines, and I plan on keeping it that way. But what a bum rap your town is getting by all of the people on television who are there to cover the caucuses.
Yes.
That apparently that the talk is, there's only one Starbucks in the downtown area where the reporters are.
Right.
You know, and how Tom Brokaw has had to rough it because I guess they didn't have a suite for his excellency at the Ramada Inn.
And you know the people out there in Des Moines, you know, they're just happy to get those people the F out of there.
Oh, yeah, they got them.
Bye-bye, media.
The Scottsdale, Arizona teacher who's pretending to marry a...
Oh, anyway, hold on. The motto is... Too bad, I hasn't been through.
Oh, I didn't
the motto is, Des Moines, it's really not that bad here.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Like they could have T-shirts.
For me to you, it's really not that bad here.
I love Iowa people. I've met a bunch of them in my lifetime, and I tell you, I think they're great people. They really are.
Yeah.
I think they're great people because they don't deal with the crap that a lot of people in more crowded towns have to deal with.
My father-in-law lives in Gilmore City, Iowa.
Does he really?
Population 500.
And loves it.
Wouldn't leave for $1 million.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, before you start slamming it, give it a try sometime.
That's right.
Well, no, I'm not. And listen, don't get me wrong. I probably would agree with most of those people, since it sucks. But let me just say, for those of you who live there, you don't have to take that.
No, you don't. You're living there because you want to live there.
You don't have to take that.
Am I the only one who thinks Iowa is great, Don?
I love Iowa. I will not let Iowa be slammed. It's not like Canada. No.
Well, that Scottsdale, Arizona teacher who's pretending to marry a slob on Fox's My Big Fat Obnoxious Fiancé has been suspended from her teaching job.
How fantastic is this, Buzz?
23-year-old, it's pretty fantastic. 23-year-old Randy Coy is on leave from a Catholic school in Phoenix, partly because she took a leave of absence to tape the show in the middle of her first year of teaching at that school. And something about the sanctity of marriage.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Why she's suspended.
And she's gone! I told you last night, she's not the brightest.
No, she's not. Refrigerator.
I can't believe that a teacher, but any girl would not know the fact that this guy is obviously laying it on so thick.
Mm-hmm.
That she's got to be pretty thick-headed that she doesn't get it.
Yeah, but see, I think that it's because of the scam. It's because of the way it's set up. That's why she thinks that he was picked because he's a big sloppy guy. He was picked to dupe her parents. She doesn't know that he's trying to dupe her as well. I think it's an easy... I think any woman would be able to take that hook, line, and sinker.
And the other thing that I was thinking about last night, do you think, since it's Fox, that it's the old double reverse, mm-hmm. that maybe... In the very end, the joke will be on the actor.
No. No, are you getting another one of your little hunches there?
Just throw it.
Right with the Joe Millionaire.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be on the actor? Unless they, like, shoot him or something.
There you go, Rob.
It's Fox.
It's Fox.
Thank you, Rob. In sports, the Alex Rodriguez rumor mill has started up again. ESPN is reporting that trade talks between Texas and Boston involving A-Rod have restarted.
I will tell you why that's true, they have not offered, they have not moved at all on Nomar Garciaparra. Wow. So Red Sox fans, I think they're waiting to see if this thing's totally dead before they do that.
Mike, when am I going to hear about a Red Sox guy with the name like Smith or Jones?
What do you mean? What's your point?
Never mind.
The NFL's conference final game. The final game on Sunday set some amazing records in the TV ratings. The AFC matchup between the Patriots and the Colts was the highest rated show since last year's Super Bowl. 27 million homes were watching, which is even bigger than the number for last year's Academy Awards.
Yeah, no S. And you know why? They were great games.
Yeah.
Even that New England game. And this pissed me off when I was watching that game, that they were saying, let's congratulate the Patriots. There was still a minute left.
Oh, especially when that, that the end of the play, and it was down to one knee down on the ground.
Right. Now, what happens if Tom Brady's knee wasn't down, and it looked like Dwight Freeney had gotten that ball?
Oh, I thought that was a fumble.
The Colts go down, they score. Let's say there was like a minute 20 left.
Right.
The Colts go down and score, they onside kick. There's no way, and these guys were saying this, when the Patriots still had the ball, I was thinking, even if the Patriots come up to the line and do the kneel-down thing...
They still got to get rid of the ball.
Yeah. The Colts call timeout.
Right.
They're going to get the ball, even if it's with 10 seconds left.
They're going to take another shot at it, and
a chance.
I mean, the place I was watching, it went absolutely nuts when that ball went up into the air. You know, that's where really... I think you go back... I hate the instant replay.
No, I like it.
You like it?
I guess it's
justice, but
it
man...
It evens itself out
in
the end.
I suppose it does.
But either way...
Boy, I was bummed out, though.
The ratings are great because all of the games were so good.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl, mark my words, will suck
D.
Yeah.
It will and I'll tell you why it'll suck D, because the score is going to be like 7-6 or 14-10.
Because
it's a good both teams have great defenses.
And how sick am I when I think about the New England Patriots? I just think they're stealing the thunder from my guys. I hate that. I really do. It's sick. Somebody laughed at me about that last night.
Well, I'm laughing at you right now.
I know. go Panthers.
They're a winning team from Boston.
I know.
They're a world.
They're not from Boston.
They've already won.
They're not from Boston. They're from Foxborough.
Sure they are.
They're from Foxborough.
They're the Boston Patriots.
They're the Foxborough
Patriots. I know it and
Patriots.
You know it. And just like they're the New England Red Sox.
They are. How dare you, sir?
Finally, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Take 44-year-old Carson Hughes of Newport News, Virginia. He didn't expect to win the hot dog eating contest in Norfolk last year, much less the world championship at Coney Island, but he did. That was followed by magazine and TV interviews, not to mention the coverage by ESPN. Now he's a madman bent on breaking all kinds of world records for food consumption. He went to an all-you-can-eat buffet in Vegas to do some training. He had the early bird special, which is a 12-ounce steak, 3 eggs, and a plate full of hash browns. He had 6 early bird specials. Now he says he wants to set other records in the arenas of seafood, Chinese food, and chicken wings. Godspeed, Carson Hughes. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Click. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No.
Well, thank you, Buzz. That's it. You might
just we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. We'll get down to the bottom of our Super Bowl trip and all the stuff we didn't get to today. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir, and congratulations
on
being alive.
And congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're right.
Being rich. Hey.
Mr. Winner. And you.
Deutschland, Deutschland.
Uberall.
Oh, stop it. I got nothing.
BM.
Ether. Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.